Come on, motherfucker, I'm waiting on you.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Tuesday show in the DealsInTheD.com studios, and I was just looking for an Oriental spa nearby for some reviews. Boy, they got some cute masseuses, though.
Really?
What's the site to find all the massage parlors?
It's rubmaps.com, and we only found out about that while reading the court filing for the Orchids of Asia spa bust with Robert Kraft, who, by the way, got beat off before the AFC Championship game.
Oh. Well, I mean, that takes the pressure off. Takes some pressure off.
Yeah.
Special occasion, exactly.
But couldn't he? I don't know. Because then he had to get on the plane and fly to Kansas City. And he just paid a prostitute to beat him off on the plane. Time management.
Maybe there's a little risk, a little adrenaline in going to a cheesy, cheap.
No, I hadn't thought about that. I guess there is probably
excitement factor.
It seems so cheesy.
Like going to a bar and getting laid, except it happened. You know it's gonna. You know you're gonna make it. That's gonna happen. Oh.
Well, let me know when you want to hear the full details of what happened when he went in the spa, since it is on camera.
I'm just convinced that these really, 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 really rich people are constantly going to massage parlors because they got 200 people there, and they got a billionaire, the former president of Citibank, Robert Kraft,
yep,
and the boyfriend of the LPGA star.
Yeah, at least. There might be more.
That's all we know.
Have they revealed any who the other guys are?
Somebody follow Warren Buffett around for a couple days. Probably.
Oh, he's
constantly in these.
He doesn't need that. He's got two wives.
This is a custom hand job.
Well, he needs action. He's proven it.
At what point when you're rich, are you like, hey, you know, I can have hookers everywhere? Is it hookers and blow? Is that your first
That's just every man's dream.
I think you get past the blow, and then you just want the...
the hookers.
Yeah, you just want the action, I guess. The young rich guys.
Hey, lay on.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Facebook brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in the heart of downtown Royal Oak on Main Street between 3rd and 4th. Are we live on Facebook?
Yes.
We are, okay. 150 tequilas, you know that. And then, of course... Margarita Mondays, that's tonight. It's tomorrow. $13 All You Can Eat Taco Tuesdays. Open Mic Wednesdays with half-off bottles of wine and pitchers of sangria. Trivia Thursday, win cash and prizes, plus an amazing Sunday brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the 10% discount, if you mention Drew and Mike, and the largest TV in Royal Oak, 35 feet. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
I bet that Michigan State game looked good there.
Well, it depends.
Well, that's true.
What part of the game you're watching and who you're rooting for.
I'm told that they get more Michigan State fans.
Oh, I know. They're all over this place.
I don't understand what Michigan fans have to watch at home so they can break down the film after the game.
I got to tell you, this area is just flooded with State, with Sparties.
Really?
Most of my friends out here that I know are Spartan graduates or fans.
I don't know if I feel that way.
That's just maybe my, the Michigan just my experience.
Maybe the Michigan people are just louder.
Spidey on, buddy.
And as I drive around, my daughter likes to point out all the Michigan State flags because she thinks it's funny. She thinks it's funny to troll me because green's her favorite color. It's not funny. And then she actually asked me the other day if we can get one of those house divided flags, Michigan and Michigan State. I said, you didn't go there. You're not getting that.
She's planning on going there eventually.
What if Charlotte wants to go to Michigan State?
She's allowed to, by all means.
She's allowed to?
Of course. She can go wherever she wants. She can get in there. It's a good school. That's all I care about. But right now, she doesn't know shit from Shinola, so she can't.
Tell her to buy it.
Charlotte.
Ugh. She narked on me, too. Not happy about that.
Wow. That's the end of the world when the children nark on their parents.
Did I tell you that story, Joe, that Charlotte narked on me?
Because you left the car running?
I ran in to get the dry cleaning and left her in the car. Mom was not happy.
We got left in the car all the time as children.
I got left in the car all the time.
Look at you two. Jeez.
We're being a problem. That means I didn't have to go in someplace. No. That's good.
Well, she wanted to stay in the car. That was
why would she narc? That means she's got to go into the dry cleaners next time.
She didn't mean. I think Julie and her were picking up food, and she wanted to stay in the car. And probably said, well, Dad, let me stay in the car.
Bad call, Charlotte.
I know, I'm the worst.
God, you need to teach her to like, tamp that down.
I don't know. Is that a lesson you want to teach kids?
Don't be a narc.
Yeah, don't be telling on your parents.
Yeah.
A
couple things right off the top. Mark Hollis of Talk died. I know that's probably not big news to many people.
Not the athletic director.
No, not the Michigan director. State guy. It's the It's My Life guy. And all you do is talk. Mm-hmm. Did Gwen Stefani do a cover of that?
Yes. Yeah.
Was that a hit?
It's My Life, yeah.
For her?
With No Doubt? Or I think it was...
Yeah, maybe it was No Doubt.
Oh, that was a big... I didn't know that was a Talk song.
Yeah, that's a Talk song. It was a cover.
It's actually not a bad song when Stefani does it.
Original version was better.
Yeah. What do you mean the original? Do you know the Gwen version?
Yeah, I do. I remember when it came out.
I feel like hearing dudes sing.
I like this version, too.
What, you only like hearing chicks sing?
Maybe.
We kept hearing the other Stefani, Lady Gaga, singing Shallow.
Oh, God, that fucking song.
Well, why did you listen to it like 10 times?
Yeah, you listened
upstairs?
To it, honestly, 13 times in a row.
I was looking at them looking at each other. I thought it was so stupid.
Well, we're all sitting down here.
By the way, he learned to play the guitar, right? Why didn't he play guitar? Doesn't he look like he has nothing to do up there but stare into her eyes?
Yeah, it is kind of bogue.
Shows how useless he is on that song.
He didn't sound good either.
Terribly. Can we?
He's not a singer.
I know.
Can we get Goo Goo Gaga's speech up there, by the way? She's the Gwyneth Paltrow and the Halle Berry of this year.
Yes,
what is all this about struggling, beat up? And she's got everything. She's her first fucking movie, and she won the Oscar.
It's hard work. Just ask her.
Who knocked her down? She's her first movie, right? Isn't it her first movie? Am I wrong?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, thank you for this wonderful honor. Thank you to every single person in this room. Thank you to Mark Ronson, to Anthony Rossimondo, to Andrew Wyatt, my co-writers. I love them so much. To my sister, my soulmate, I love you. My family's here. I love you, Mom and Dad, Bradley. There is not a single person on the planet that could have sang this song.
Yes, there is.
Me but you.
Many.
Thank you for believing in
us. He's one of the last people
that should
have been singing it.
It's kind of insulting to Mark Ronson. Couldn't he sing it? He wrote it with her.
And you are watching this right now. All I have to say is that this is hard work. I've worked hard for a long time.
What's that noise?
And it's not
I think
about,
it's the audio.
You know,
Brandon's typing. He's taking notes.
No, I have the wrong video up.
But what it's about is not giving up. If you have a dream, fight for it. There's
the fuck
a discipline
are you talking about?
For passion.
Not giving
it's not
in.
About how many times you get rejected.
You don't get rejected at all. It's your first movie. Shut
how
up.
How many times you stand up and are brave and you keep on going. Thank you.
Oh!
This is the end of this tour for those poor guys. Those schmucks stand behind her because that's what they always do. At the interviews, too, they have to throng her.
If they hear about how great Bradley is.
I know.
Doesn't she know I'm good enough to call Brad?
How easy it was because, we got to work with her, so it was so easy. We didn't do anything.
I was hoping she'd throw out this line.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, and you just need one to believe in you, and that was him. So
you can have 100 people in the room that are watching you and 99 don't believe in you, and one does,
Isn't
and that was
this
him.
Isn't this narrative tiresome that she's been through so much?
Hey,
she's how old? Did we figure out how old she is?
She's 36.
36?
She's that old?
She's won everything.
Yeah, 35, 36.
What has she not won? She's gotten everything.
She, yeah.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you and just one does. You know, there can be 100 people in the room.
She
got
made fun of for wearing the meat suit,
you,
Drew.
Oh, Lord. Or arriving in the egg. I want that Gaga back. Can we trade in this Gaga for the old Gaga, the one that was crazy?
100 people in the room.
Bradley ruined her.
99 don't believe in you and just one does and it changes your whole life. And there can be 100 people.
All right. Is she ever going to be done?
No, this goes on for a while.
Over and over?
No.
I saw the movie on Saturday. And
oh, you did?
I'm here to say anybody who cried at that, go to hell, William.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I tweeted out. Oh, God. I tweeted out, am I the only one that doesn't like this song? I hate the hook when she goes.
There's no hook. It's just sha-la-la-la-la-la.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's the same thing over and over. So I don't know why Bradley's the only one who can sing it.
And by the way,
I love that they close their eyes.
I thought that was awkward as hell when they're staring at each other. Go back to the beginning of the song. They're just staring at each other the whole song. It's like they're not, they're actors. Well, allegedly they're actors. Is his girlfriend, did anyone hate it more than his girlfriend who was sitting between them, by the way?
Right. I was watching The Nine. They were pretty catty this morning. They're like, she gets up and walks right past the girlfriend and says nothing.
And what's
she hugs everybody else.
I got to tell you, if I was that girlfriend, I'd be pretty confident in being with Bradley because she's hot as hell. She's way hotter.
I know, but everybody wants him to bone. If they had boned on the piano after they did that, they would have stayed on it. They would have skipped the commercial break, and we would have watched her blow him. Mutual oral sex, her on top, him on top. If they'd gone on for the rest of the show, they would have carried it all live.
It would have given new meaning to his other drop, too.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
Insider.
Look at, they're just staring at each other. He's
awkward.
Not playing anything.
So
no one's
awkward.
Playing anything. This is weird.
It's acting. They're acting.
Why are they acting? This is a song.
Hey, no one can sing this.
Can we put the camera on this, by the way?
Huh?
Can we get the camera on this?
It has been.
Oh, it has. Okay. But she's just staring at him. That's weird. You're not fucking him.
Just think about it.
He's not really singing this to you. He didn't write this song. He's singing words that were fed to him. And now she's going to stare at him.
This song is so trite.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's so bad.
Tell me something, boy.
Wow. Jeez, I got a little chub.
Aren't you tired?
I love his move where he moves the microphone out of the way. Why did he move the microphone?
Because he's so deep.
What, no, what,
God,
why did he do
so deep.
Everything he does has purpose.
Why did he move the microphone? He could have walked around without touching it.
Everybody on Facebook Live agrees that they're boning.
maybe they are.
No mention of cushion flippers. Yes, there was a national cushion flipping going on last night simultaneously.
Not though.
Oh, Patty P, they're not fucking.
I think they are.
No, he can do better. She's not that hot.
Yeah, no, but the characters were so in love that he had to bone her.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's a remake.
It's so bad.
He did not, however, seem as taken away with the red carpet scene when he was on with E! Entertainment's E's G, Juliana Rancic.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see any of that today?
No, what happened?
Well, I'm watching it. I was like, this is pretty weird. She is asking, she's talking about how wonderful she thought the movie was. Ugh. And already I'm like, boring. And then she goes, watching A Star Is Born made me love my husband even more.
Oh, shut up!
And
wait, Juliana Rancic said that?
Yeah.
No, no one loves Bill Rancic. No one loves him.
Trump does. He was the winner.
Look at Bradley rocking out when she starts rocking out. It's like he's so getting off sitting there. Look at him. Yeah! Dude, you're rocking out to Gaga. That's weird. Oh, damn, just grabbed the microphone. What a move that was. Why'd he put it there? Why is he sitting down with her?
Yeah.
He had his own mic.
They both have mic packs, so those microphones that they're singing into are probably...
Oh, good eye, Brandon.
Just for looks?
Yeah.
I would just like to see.
Oh, their eyes.
Get it on.
Their eyes are closed. This is... Oh, my God!
Wow.
I'm so emotional right now.
In the sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. We're far
from the shallow. Yeah, I know. You said it 5,000 times.
Why do people keep asking where Trudy's legs are? They don't want you to wear that outfit.
How many
legs?
Oh, because I'm wearing camouflage.
Oh, they can't see it.
Oh, your legs are camouflaged. Okay.
Sha-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la-la.
That's funny there, Spencer.
Just a little slow. This song makes me want to squat over Flaming Hibachi, Jim
Ruggiero.
I agree, Jim.
Yeah.
Bradley. I don't know why I can't get over that. Bradley.
So what
go
else
back to being Brad Cooper and do the Hangovers.
What else did you like about...
Well, you know...
The show wasn't bad, I thought. I don't know.
Nothing can replace Brad.
It took forever.
The technical categories, they were sort of, you can't take the cinematography out of the room. There's no movie. Those awards are boring. The people go on forever. Four people, when they all have to talk, somebody gets cut off. And it's like, oh no, someone's sure. cut off. Which
you mean
is
like
the makeup
foursome who insisted on being up there, and then none of them could pronounce anybody's.
Oh, that was so bad.
Read the guy's list or any of it.
That was ridiculous.
So
how about the cinematography? Because they were the ones that had the big stink about it being awarded.
Right.
Nothing disproved their argument more than when the guy that won gave up there and gave a speech in some language that made no sense. It was a total waste of time.
He was drunk.
I think he won for Roma, But nobody knows who he is. He said nothing. He wasn't interesting.
Was it set design where four people talked and the last guy, they just like, sorry, see ya. And then you see from above that the spotlight goes off him as he's still trying to talk into
hilarious.
The mic. Oh, my God. That's the highlight of the whole
that
show for
awesome.
Me.
I know. They shut their mic off. Then they go to a wide, like a really wide shot. Because there's no chance that you could get any message across at that point.
Why is that so much
fun? Wide.
The best cutoff was there was a black girl and a white guy that won for Black Panther. Might have been costume design and something else, some other award that nobody knows. And she rambled for like 4 minutes.
Oh.
And he goes, I'd like to thank the crew. And it got cut off. It's like, ooh, old white man, cut off.
That might have been the one I was talking about. There were two of them, weren't there?
Well, the one right before that was where the three people were trying to read people's names on the list, which was just tedious.
Oh, God, that was horrible. They needed to cut them off immediately.
And these people get up there and just puts around, and all of a sudden the music starts, and they're like, oh, I got to thank you, and start running, hurrying through a list because, oh, all of a sudden it's like, oh, time does matter. Fucking idiot.
Back out on the red carpet, though, I noticed Leslie Bibb. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, that's
Rockwell's girlfriend.
Okay, yeah.
But she was in Iron Man, and she's been in a couple of other things. And definitely never qualified for an Oscar in any way.
Is this the red carpet?
And the red carpet, she's
hey,
being...
Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth!
Sam is with her. We all want to hear what he says because he's great. He's really always funny.
Sam's
too.
Cool.
She's Melinda Gatesing in on him so hard.
Melinda Gatesing, it's now a verb. I love it.
Seacrest is interviewing. She kept chirping answers to questions directed at him.
Knock it off, Bibb.
Yeah, Bibb. And she looks stupid with her black hair.
So. Here, Brandon, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth.
Brandon, pat up the TV. Here's the old white man getting cut off. As this lady's reading off her iPhone her acceptance speech.
Oh, I know. This is ridiculous. She went on and on and on and on.
And crying about her own greatness.
I give the strength to all of those who come next to keep going, to never give up. And when you think it's impossible, just remember
but
to say
these people
this.
All win. Why do they act like they never had a
don't
chance?
Don't give up.
My best and my best is good enough. Thank you.
She should have said my best is good enough. That was all she needed to say.
I
hey,
just
where's
want
he?
To thank my crew.
Oh! Oh! What did he say?
I want to thank my crew.
My crew!
But
he won the award too, so why can't he talk?
For chewing up all his time, lady. She should have been booed off the stage.
I just want to thank my crew.
Yeah, she doesn't mention the crew. She goes on and on and on about herself. Nothing about the crew. He gets the one line in. Wow.
That's awesome.
One person per award. I'm sorry, one person. And nobody else on the stage either. Can't we just get shots of them like they show the nominees, they can show the other three, and then the representative comes up? Wouldn't that be better?
A representative always has to be the star of whatever it is because we don't
Absolutely.
Care about the ancillary people.
Somebody's more dominant. I would say the one of the bigger disappointments for me is that Spike Lee was such a fucking baby. You know, he wins. I was glad he won, too. I was psyched. I thought he looked great. I was thinking about, that outfit. Like, God, I wish I could look that cool. Couldn't I wear that purple outfit and look cool? And those glasses are... I love those glasses.
You like the glasses?
I do. I like them.
Oh, you better get some.
And the do the right thing.
And the purple glasses.
Love and hate full hand rings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do the right thing.
He leaps into Sam Jackson's arms. I mean, what could have been more perfect? It was cool. And then he says... let's get ready for 2020, love versus hate, which is a bit simplistic, I'd say, just a little bit. But anyway, then Mr. He's all about love versus hate, he turns his back on the people that win Best Picture and tries to storm out. What the fuck is that? Is that love? Really?
No, it's not.
Should we be taking all our cues from Spike Lee?
No, but I thought what he said was funny about it feels like he's at the Knicks game. Sitting on the sidelines, and there's a bad call. I thought that was kind of funny.
That's a very simplified way, but the guy that won the award is looking at someone with his back turned.
Yeah, no.
I mean, isn't that shitty?
No, he's being a dick.
That's horrible. And I'm sorry, he doesn't like the message of Green Book. I guess he doesn't like the idea that a white person made a black person better, because that can't ever happen.
Not on the Oscars, it can't.
Are you surprised that won? Doesn't that movie? I know you saw
it. I thought it was really good.
Was it?
I don't know. I haven't seen all the movies. But I thought it was.
I feel like that story's been told.
When you get to see Roma.
I think you got to see it. Honestly. what's his name? Viggo.
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo, whatever his name is. The guy with the blonde hair last night. He was really good.
So hot. And
the guy, Ali, Mershal Ali, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There were some great performances. It was a good story. It had, you know what? Music in a movie, doesn't it add so much?
Yeah.
Like that song?
No, not like that. Although those people that like that music like that movie more because of it. But
I thought it was amazing that they opened with Queen. I never thought I'd see the day when an Oscar ceremony would open with Queen.
It was okay.
It was wild.
I'm not a big Lambert fan. I just saw
Hey, Lambert.
Rami Malek, who fell off the stage after the show, I guess. And also, what's this line? There it is. That's the audio. He's okay, I guess. It's quite a fall. What's with the Rami Malek's line? And the speech is pretty good overall, but why does he have to say, my story is being written right now?
Yeah, but
my story is being written right now. Shut up! You're like these people who talk about my legacy.
My journey.
Fuck you and your story.
Deep.
No, how many people do we have to play that drop for? Jesus, get over yourself. Your story is not being written right now. No one's writing it but you. Stop it.
Look at the top story on Inside Edition here. This is their very first story.
Oh, shit.
Oh, perfect.
Goo Goo Gaga.
Of course. And Bradley.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us.
This is their number one story.
Watch her get up and flip the cushion after the story.
Had nothing to do with an Oscar. It was that duet between Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper as they performed the nominated song From a Star Is Born. And while
this is why women get swindled,
Oscar,
stuff like this.
All that heat on stage had the internet sizzling.
It was the most anticipated moment of Oscar night, and holy moly, did it deliver.
Let's sing Shallow together, and then you write me a check for $1,000, and I'll pay you back tomorrow.
Newly single Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper set the stage on fire with their electrifying chemistry.
The eye
it was awkward.
To me, stole the Oscars. Now,
they stole the Oscars. You're nuts. Did she say the eye contact?
Really going on between
what?
Them?
It was fake.
Talk about chemistry. I mean, breathtaking.
No, it's fake.
What kind of things going on?
I think they're either really great actors or something's going on.
They're actors.
Oh my God! How can these people be so childish? Are you kidding me?
I know.
Oh, it's so intense. Get a room.
Easily sucked in.
Seems like they want to be alone. Goes another. I'm sorry, but if you're Bradley's girlfriend, aren't you just slightly nervous?
What?
Bradley's girlfriend, supermodel Irina Shayk, was watching it all from the front row.
I felt so uncomfortable for Bradley's girlfriend,
Irina Shayk.
Oh, she did sit between them.
So, what was Irina thinking? Maybe this
Maybe
is
she's
a clue.
In a three-way.
After the sizzling performance, she was seen
I don't think he'd bang Gaga.
In this standing ovation. And in this behind-the-scenes video, when Bradley and Gaga returned to their seats during a commercial break, they got
sit
a
down.
Standing O.
Sit
and
down.
And there's Irina joining in. Bradley gave her a sweet smooch as Gaga stood right there.
Why isn't Gaga angry?
Bradley Gaga and Gaga.
He kissed his girlfriend in front of Gaga after that performance? Oh, no! That's terrible! It spoiled the whole performance!
They
Why are people cheering?
For 40 seconds. And with that, became an overnight Oscar
It's awkward.
Legend.
After that performance, I said out loud, this is one of those moments that's going to go down in Oscar history.
Who'd you say that to? Just in a room?
Wow. I would definitely go after her checking account. That chick can easily be swindled. Isn't that why chicks can be swindled? Isn't that why? I was just watching.
Motions?
Guys can be swindled too, but yes.
I know, but that's why chicks get swindled, because they get sucked into stuff like that. I was watching this ID thing called Evil Twins. It was about these twin brothers who just swindled the shit out of women. Mm. And they were both good-looking guys, and the guy'd be like, he'd be at the bar going, What are you working on? He did some like complicated formula written down. He'd go, I'm working on this this new chemical compound.
Oh, my God.
I'm a doctor. And, you know, and then, of course, the end of the night, I'd be like,
because that happens at a bar a lot.
I know. I forgot my wallet. It's crazy. And this girl's like, oh, don't worry about it. She takes care of it. And then he's like, I think my wallet got stolen. Ends up spending the weekend with her. She gives him a ride to Tampa. And he's like, I've got this incredible suite for us at this hotel. We'll stay there for a couple nights. Let me go in and get the room, and you park the car. You park your car. And then he just bolts. See ya.
Nice.
Wow. Spent $1,000 on him.
Whoa.
Oh.
I appreciate that you've hardened me to that kind of behavior. Can I get sucked in?
Well, he looked into her eyes.
Oh.
She didn't think he was a doctor, though. But would a doctor go without his wallet for...
Because that's my main move.
No. No doctors have resources. And...
Oh, this guy was swindling chicks all over the place. His brother swindled this chick. They were in France, I think, and he met this girl at the airport, and he has the same fake moves. He ends up in her hotel room with her, and he tells her, tearfully tells her that he's autistic.
Really?
That he's autistic, but that he is a savant, and they should go gambling.
Oh, like Rain Man.
She gets $5,000 out of her account.
Nice. I can do that.
Which he loses all of it.
Oh.
It's part of the con.
I don't know how to do it.
Then she looks up his name on her laptop, and she's like, oh, my God, this guy.
No, it wasn't.
Hint.
Get used to it.
She was all fired up to make some money, though. And
do that first.
In his defense. Let's see. Mother Nature has been punishing all of us this winter, except our friends at Zot Dodge Ram, who want to ease your pain and suffering, because Ram Truck Month is going on at Zot Dodge Ram, offering new 19 four-door Ram 1500 4x4s at $99 a month. How can that happen? $99 a month. Seems impossible. It's cheaper than your TV cable bill. That's so much cheaper than my cable. I think they need to adjust the copy. It's cheaper than your phone bill, because my phone bill is like $180 a month. My cable bill is like $400 a month.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
What's going on in my life? Plus, if you don't have a 4x4, that's what you'll be doing, sitting on your ass at home watching TV. So go see our friends at Zot Dodge Ram today. No, they don't have a Maz, but they've got Stephanie. They've got plenty of people who'd love to take care of you. So visit Stephanie or anybody at Zot Jeep Dodge Ram, or Zot Dodge Ram, I'm sorry. And check out the $99 a month deal on Ram Trucks. Only from your friends at dealsinthed.com. Ram Truck Month. It's Zot Dodge Ram.
Well.
And the deal at Dr. Rush. Oh, Trudy.
The deal is that you can get a natural looking result.
What?
Fat transfer and fat grafting and breast liposuction and other procedures. Because your body fat provides the natural look and longer-lasting results. You can find out more about fat transfer and how it works with other procedures that you would like to pair it with for an overall sort of rehabilitation of your old, tired look.
Botox in my forehead and around my eyebrows.
Fall in love with your skin again.
Yeah.
Three BBLs for $1,000.
I know.
And the three photo revelation treatments. You can do that through tomorrow, through the 20s.
Yeah.
The 26th. Actually, that's probably today as you're listening. But call 248-338-1110. Each additional area, only $100. The benefits of Forever Young BBL, reverse sun damage, non-invasive, lunch break procedure, improved laxity, radiant healthy glow, and boobs, always boobs, anytime boobs. Yeah. Even fat transfer boobs.
Yeah.
Or breast implants, 248-338-1110, DROCHE.com. Dr. Roche. Okay, so why do I have to see J-Lo every time I turn on an award show? Anytime I turn on anything, celebrating anything, why does J-Lo have to be there?
Wait, why was she there?
And she looks great, by the way.
Presenting.
She was presenting.
But she wasn't in a movie.
No,
I know. She, and her movies suck. Can someone name a good J-Lo movie real quick?
Enough!
Made Manhattan.
Did you like Made Manhattan?
I liked it okay.
Did you really?
You didn't like Enough?
You're more of a chick than women. I think sometimes.
That's why women get swindled.
Monster in law.
Stuff like that.
Someone look into Trudy's eyes and swindle her. She likes Made in Manhattan.
There is one good movie. I can't think of the name of it.
Geely.
Oh, Geely. That's a great movie.
Actually, Geely, I'll go along with. That movie's a good
so
hate
bad.
Watch. It's so bad. It's not bad.
It's not what I'm thinking of, though.
The Cell is horrible.
That's a good movie. What are you talking about?
It's
great. It's
terrible. When did her acting really move you? Name one scene she's done where you just was like, oh my God, that was great.
Well, Anaconda.
The whole movie of Enough. I mean,
Anaconda.
Wedding Planner.
Oh, The Wedding Planner. Oh, I cried.
Selena.
Selena.
Wait, is she the wedding planner for Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
And he's marrying some dope?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so how does it end happily? How is it that he breaks up his soon-to-be marriage and it still has a happy ending?
He fell in love with her because she's irresistible.
I know, but isn't the bride-to-be crushed?
Nah, she wasn't so much.
Oh, she bullshit.
She didn't deserve him anyway.
No.
Oh, is that right?
She didn't.
Was she cheating on him or something?
No, she was just this, you know, like dame who liked business. And
dame.
He was sensitive.
What about the boy next door where she nails like a 16-year-old?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
her?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was J-Lo?
Yeah.
I
thought that was somebody else.
That's what he said.
Hmm. Okay. Maybe she more J-Lo than I think.
First of all, everybody's...
Never give all the awards out.
Everybody's super mad at her, though, because she doesn't age. In fact,
no. Yeah, she looks incredible. I will never say that she doesn't look fantastic, and... She seems really horny, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's always humping and shaking. And
there was a story I meant to show you from last week where after the Grammys, after the Elvis thing where she was shaking, she was dancing on a stripper pole and A-Rod filmed it. That was a story. So she does need something in her.
That reminds me of the guy filming himself walking down the aisle to get his Oscar last
week. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the documentary. Yeah.
Yeah, with the redheaded girl that was like, yeah!
Yeah,
that crazy chick.
I didn't know what that movie was or what it was about, but the little clip showed a guy in blackface.
What?
Yes. Wow. But then it had to do something with the Holocaust, so you're not allowed to make a joke about it.
Keegan-Michael Key coming down from suspended from the ceiling and coming down like Mary Poppins was kind of cool. That was two things Detroit got.
Okay. Oh, Shinola saved Detroit.
Yeah,
Peter Farrelly said it last night.
Yeah,
I know.
And then everyone shit on it.
Well, what is
everybody here?
Why did he do that?
He doesn't know.
Did he kind of point at his watch, too?
Yeah.
Virtue, John Porter, Tom Cartsonis, and Shinola watches. Unbelievable. They're saving Detroit. And finally, I want to thank...
Does he have a lot of money in Shinola watches?
I love all of our attitudes are like, wait a minute. We're saving ourselves.
If you think of the top 50 things that's helping save Detroit, Shinola's probably not in the top 50.
It's nice, though. It's nice
that it's
here.
But it's better to have it than to not have it.
No, I like Shinola. Don't get the wrong idea. That's such a strange statement, though. Shinola? Who thinks of Shinola when they think of what has really changed Detroit?
That's what I mean.
They're not I would say streetlights.
That watch costs $6,000.
I would say people moving downtown, midtown.
bankruptcy.
The bankruptcy, yes, the bankruptcy, shedding $17 billion of debt. Dan Gilbert. Shinola wouldn't even be in the top 20 things I would name.
Nope.
Little Caesars Arena is good for Detroit. Well, maybe, hopefully it'll be good for Detroit.
Probably gets people down there.
Yeah, it does. The new baseball stadium, it's 20 years old. By the way, that was weird that Steve Fisher hadn't been at Chrysler Arena in 22 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's been working.
I know.
Been coaching out in San Diego.
I guess. I just would think maybe come in sometime. Have friends, you know, to visit and want to stop by and see Beeline or see.
It's just not that easy for him to pop into Chrysler without everyone going, there's Steve Fisher.
I know, but so what? He's a good guy.
Used to go to McDonald's every day and get a double quarter pounder with cheese, plain, which seems to fit him.
Yeah.
Very plain.
Not a frills guy.
No.
He's a good guy, though.
I'd see him walking, and it's like, okay, we know what he's getting.
That 1989 team was a really cool, that was a great story.
Great story, yeah.
And Glenn Rice nailed Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking incredible.
Is that the confirmed?
Yeah.
Yes. The star of the 89 Michigan basketball team won the national championship, Glenn Rice, nailed Sarah Palin.
Really?
And Sarah the Barracuda. They may have played one-on-one, too.
Huh.
Yeah, that's how they met.
Such a good point guard.
She was posting up on him. Why wasn't she there last night? Because they honor the 89 team. That's a big part of that team.
I agree.
Sarah Palin.
That's the team's team photo.
That's a big part of the
Are you trying
photo.
To doubt that story, Brandon?
I just never knew it was confirmed or not. It just seemed like one of those hit pieces.
No, thing. It's confirmed.
I think he didn't. Didn't he say something about it?
Yeah, he did. I think Todd said something about it.
Todd.
Too.
Why isn't she bragging about it?
She should be.
Absolutely.
She doesn't want to hurt Todd's feelings.
The Grammy, or the Oscars rather, were the second lowest rated ever, and I didn't think it was a great show. They still get $29 million, though.
Really? I didn't think it was that bad of a show compared to the past years.
Look at the...
I feel like it flew by. There were no stupid bits.
All those stupid awards in a row, though.
Yeah.
All those technical awards. Like, no one knows those people. I'm just hoping somebody will get cut off at the mic. That's the only thing to hope for.
That's the fun part.
That's what you live for.
But, you know, to go through 2 hours to hope for that until they get to the good awards.
I know. It was exhausting. It really was. There were some people, though, I liked seeing as presenters.
Yeah.
I thought Angela Bassett. God, she's another person who never ages and always looks hot. James McAvoy was standing next to Ashley Graham on the red carpet. He looks like a child.
Is he tiny?
She's huge.
It's funny seeing how tiny these guys are.
Yeah.
Who was it that's so tall that she won for Monster? Charlize?
Oh, Charlize Theron.
How tall is she? God. Or is she just tiny? I forgot who she was next to. She's huge.
Yeah, she is.
One of them 6'11".
So, they didn't like on the 9 this morning, they didn't like her dress. I think Charlie Langton said she looked matronly.
Matronly?
Dress, yes.
Wow. I don't know if I'd say that.
But they were cracking pretty hard on some of the fashion, too. They didn't like the Billy Porter's dress tuxedo thing.
What was that?
Who would like that? It's not a thing.
That's not going to catch on.
Weird.
Well, it's not a thing. Nobody wears a dress tuxedo.
Charlize is 5'10", by the way.
Oh, okay. She seems taller than that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that dress was good for her, though. Does she need to accentuate her length?
No.
I mean, she's... No. She's huge. She's a little monstrous.
Yeah, she is pretty tall and lanky.
I mean, she looked like the 50-foot woman in that sci-fi movie.
I know.
Like she was just going to take over the building and just destroy it. Just trample everyone.
I kind of dig the imagery.
Yeah, that's true.
I say I have a framed picture of the 50-foot woman at home.
Does anyone know what the menstruation ladies were? What was that?
Pretty hot, that whole speech,
that was
huh?
such a bummer. I was like, ew, gross. I didn't want to hear about this. I don't care what the point was. Just get off the stage. Thank you and go away.
Yeah. Apparently women in India can't menstruate. I don't know. That's what I took away from their speech.
Or no, they're not allowed to study after they menstruate.
I think that's what it is. They have to leave school.
Okay, well then, but I mean...
Why?
We're in America. We can't be worried about that today, can we?
Some of those films.
Well, I mean,
Did the movie fix it?
We're just watching a movie. So,
did the movie change that? Do they now get to study after they menstruate?
They're bleeding all over the place.
Where do we see these shorts? These film shorts?
No,
one saw it. I think 33 people have rented it. 3 people in the world, and I think they're family members of those people.
A menstruation movie.
Wherever.
That was just weird.
Sounds like someone's having their monthly.
Mike Myers' head blew my mind.
Yeah, it's huge.
Oh, my God. What's happened to him? I mean, it's like all the weight is going to his head. I mean, have you ever heard that before? Oh, it looks like all the weight's going to your head.
Yeah. He's tubbier than he used to be.
He is tubby.
And so he has no definition in his cheeks, so it just makes this giant block. He looks like a Lego guy. And then he's next to Dana Carvey.
Dana Carvey's head looks so small next to his. I tweeted that out, and I didn't even try to take a weird picture. It just...
Yeah.
I mean, his head is just huge.
Yeah, his head is really blocky.
It was kind of square like Depp's, maybe.
It was cool, though, the two of them together. I thought the bit was cool.
I thought so, too. It was fun to see them. Yeah. Look at that head. Holy shit.
Was his head that huge outrageous. In the movie?
Oh, my God.
No,
somebody should call
I don't
a doctor.
Think so. Did you see this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somebody head really move. Needs to call a doctor.
Can he get it drained or something? It seems like they usually... It's swollen. It's definitely swollen.
That's right. That bit from So I Married an Axe Murderer has come true
bit.
For him.
Yeah. Head, move. Maybe it hit too close to home. Maybe that's what his dad said to him. I don't know.
He cries in his giant pillow at night.
Well, let's have a look at the replay.
Look at his giant head.
William, move your head.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
You better get the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Has its own weather system. Head, move!
Stuart, bring in the paper.
All right, Hen. Head, paper, no! Move that melon of yours and get the paper if you can. Pulling that gargantuan cranium about. I'm not kidding, that boy's head's like Sputnik. Spherical, but quite pointy in parts.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on this huge pillow.
This huge pillow.
Man, I miss
what
Mike
happened
Myers,
to
I
him,
say.
Man.
I wish he would do something. When's the last time he did something?
Remember
he
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, but I mean, as him as the lead, what was the last one? The Love Guru, which was, that was terrible.
Oh, I guess
that's
that
why he quit doing things.
Really bad.
It was Austin Powers, basically, wasn't it? The very last.
Really, the last thing we remember him
Shrek.
From.
Shrek.
Yeah, Shrek.
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah, that's animated.
Is that a cartoon?
That counts.
Yeah, but I think the Shrek movie has made more money than anything he's ever done.
Yeah, that's probably why.
If there's one giant hole,
his job is to make me laugh, not to do cartoons for children.
If there's one giant hole in Drew's pop culture knowledge, it is easily animated films. But I understand why. I mean, we all have kids and Star Wars too. Yeah,
true.
Blows my mind. You don't know anything about Star Wars.
I don't. And I did not. That last guy that got up and said, for Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know.
Is Carrie Fisher, because I really don't think she's all that terribly significant. I mean, I think she's a wonderful person and she's smart and she's beautiful. See, I didn't fall into the Steve Martin trap. Why was Carrie Fisher? She's the last thing referenced at the Oscars last night. She didn't even die in 2018, did she?
No, she died in 2016.
Why did that guy mention her? Wasn't that stupid?
I don't know. Maybe they were originally going to cast her or something. Maybe it was just her friend.
I mean, honestly, that should be the Oscar headline this morning. Is the last word said after the Best Picture Award was won was someone foolishly yelled out Carrie Fisher's name.
Why?
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Wasn't that weird?
It was really weird. I can't imagine what she had to do with that film. Which one was it? Was it Green Book?
Yeah, it was Green Book. She had nothing to do with it.
Why was she hooked up with Green Book?
No, she wasn't. She was dead. She was dead or close to it. And she killed her mom, too.
Well, it turns out that guy that said that, I guess he's worked... like on Star Wars and worked with her for a long time.
It's all
about
Star
Wars movie? It's Green Book.
He was a PA on The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So.
It's all about him.
So what? She's not even, is she that important in those movies?
Bikini and chain and is chained to Jabba the Hutt.
Yeah, the whole reason they have to get her back.
I mean, is she the star of the movie?
She's the top third. Yeah, I mean.
She's a third build person.
It begins with her.
And she's in the new
Wasn't
one.
She like 13 then?
No.
How old was she?
She was a sex symbol. She was like 20.
I never thought she was that hot.
You've never heard of the Princess Leia?
Oh, come on, man.
What else is she in?
I bet you go to Pornhub and search Princess Leia. I bet you there's people acting like her in that outfit.
Tons of nerds.
No,
tell
me the great performances I've missed.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Star Wars? What else?
Jay and Silent Bob.
Star Wars, that was 77.
Empire Strikes Back.
Name another Carrie Fisher movie.
Jay and Silent Bob.
Jay and Silent Bob, is she the star of the movie?
No.
I don't think so.
Blues Brothers. Wasn't she in Blues Brothers?
For 2 minutes.
Well, she's part of it. It's still a vehicle.
Oh, Aretha,
by the way. That was 81, by the way. Tell me something since 2000
when Harry met Sally.
Aretha didn't get mentioned.
Is she the star of the movie?
There is 1,193 results for Princess Leia on Pornhub. Why are you such a dick to Carrie
Fisher? On Pornhub?
There's what?
1,193 videos of Princess Leia on Pornhub.
I didn't even know she was a porn star.
Play one for play one for Drew so he knows how hot she is.
Oh, she was on Family Guy.
Is it her?
Well, she created the
That's
character.
Not Carrie Fisher.
No, it's the Princess Leia slave outfit. That's what I'm saying. It's a big sex symbol.
I thought her hair looked stupid. Is Carrie Fisher that hot?
That scene captured prepubescent... imagination.
I thought she was an adult, you guys said.
Well, no.
But kids men, watching the movie got
fans.
Their first boners looking at
it. Yeah, young fans.
Oh, okay. I guess I missed
it. Anti-Star Wars, man.
Yeah, why do you hate Star Wars?
No, I just, I didn't realize she was so big that her name had to be blurted out as the final thing of the Oscars last night when she died 3 years ago.
Hey, she was in The Burbs.
I thought it was a really weird thing to do.
She was on 30 Rock, Weeds, Oh boy.
Scream 3.
Scream 3.
I'm sorry, I think she's a little overrated, maybe.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Sorry. I mean, I know she was great in 77, but that was a long time ago.
And she's also Debbie Reynolds' daughter.
Yeah.
That counts for something.
A little. Yeah, she shortened Debbie Reynolds' life. I mean, I'm just trying to think of, why not yell out Mark Hollis of Talk Talk if he had died 2 days ago? I mean, seems to me he had two hit records. She had two hit
movies.
She had two
hit records. She's way bigger than Mark Hollis.
Not the AD.
Oh, boy. Should we do a Twitter poll? with all three of them?
Mark Hollis or okay. Princess Leia.
The Talk Talk guy will not be known.
Princess Leia in the
city. Have two hits, though.
Talk Talk did the song Talk Talk by Talk Talk.
Yeah.
And It's My Life. Yeah. It's My Life was a hit.
And Mel and I were just talking about them the other day, and he was ragging them for the song, the name of the album. And the band being Talk Talk. And I said, it's kind of like Bad Company.
And rappers do it all the time. They mention their names in songs.
Not like that.
They say their name every 3 minutes.
Yeah, but it's not called
not like that.
I mean, Soldier Boy does. I know what a big fan you are of his.
I'm sorry about him in Black China. Especially if you drop 20K shopping. Smack the intro, by the way. Why did no one mention John Deacon of Queen last night?
I know. God, did he get left out
once?
Did you see the look on Brian May's face when, I can't remember what award it was that was happening, but they specifically thanked Freddie, and then they cut to May, and he looked pissed off. Like,
really?
Hey, we're a band. It's not just Freddie and the Queen.
It's kind of bullshit.
They would not have been as big as they were had it not been for Freddie Mercury. And by the way, Lambert, he was okay, but if you judge him by Freddie Mercury standards, not even close. He just stands there and sings. He doesn't do any of the,
I don't know. I thought the movie was good. I don't know if I thought he'd win the Oscar, though.
I didn't either. I was really kind of shocked. But he hooked up with the chick that it was his girlfriend in the movie.
I know. And, actually, I have to give him credit for his acting because I thought he was gay in real life. I did. He convinced me. He did a good job of acting. And when he kissed that girl, I was like, whoa. That looked like a real kiss. That looked like a dude on chick kiss.
Yeah, multiple times too.
Weird.
Okay.
Just to question me, who's best known with the choices?
Oh,
for the Twitter poll.
Mark Hollis, the athletic director, versus Carrie Fisher, the actress. Yeah, why not?
Well, no, and Mark Hollis from Talk Talk.
This is gonna be 100% Princess Leia.
No. There's always 10% for the other two.
Wait, Carrie Fisher in the slave girl outfit, though. You have to specify.
No.
I want to compare. I'm trying to think. Let's see. Who else died in 2016? Who else could he have yelled out that would have made, will prove my
David
point?
David Bowie.
Yeah, why didn't he yell out David Bowie?
That would have
been better.
The Man Who Fell to Earth. He's in like three movies. Isn't that one with Susan Sarandon in the Lesbo scene, that hot scene? I yell out David Bowie. Why didn't he yell out his name? That would have been just as big a non sequitur. I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to win anything here. I'm just trying to say that was a ridiculous non sequitur to yell out her name. Why don't you yell out Debbie Reynolds? She died in 2016. Debbie Reynolds was a bigger star than Carrie Fisher.
Yeah, true.
I know it seems weird to say.
Not to me. I mean, not to this generation. I don't even know who the hell Debbie Reynolds is.
Oh. Oof.
Sorry. Sorry. But I'm just saying. I know exactly who Carrie Fisher is, but I couldn't tell you one movie from 1940 that Debbie Reynolds was in.
No, okay, outside of Star Wars, though, tell me one great scene that Debbie Reynolds or Carrie Fisher's been in.
One of the 1,196 Pornhub videos.
No, that's not her. And she didn't write the character either.
I liked her in Fanboys. I liked her in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
She was in Shampoo. You know that one with Warren Beatty.
Jay and Silent Bob.
How much is she in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
It's just a scene.
Wait a sec. None of that matters. She was Princess Leia, period. Yeah. I don't care if she did anything else.
There's a lot of Star Wars movies. You'd know that if you watched them.
Yeah, I missed one movie and I missed her career.
You missed three. But... No, actually more than that. She was in the newer ones. Yeah.
Plus the two other spin-offs. There's like 11 or 12.
I didn't realize. Okay, why does she have any Oscars then if she's so great?
Well, they don't like popular movies.
Did she win any Golden Globes? Did she win any?
Tons.
And why didn't she go on to other movies? Was she? What, did they have an exclusive on her for only Star Wars movies?
She wrote
okay, all right, I admit it. It was the only thing that could end the Oscars last night. Carrie Fisher's name was clearly the only thing that could end the Oscars. Carrie Fisher!
I hope they do it every year.
In 2022, when someone yells out, Mark Hollis! And I think that'll make sense, too.
Hey, she won a Saturn Award.
What is a Saturn Award?
She was nominated for two Emmys.
Wait, she won the Teen Choice Award for Star Wars The Last Jedi in 2018.
Okay.
She won a Grammy for Best Spoken Word Album. She wrote a couple books.
She read her book, yeah.
Best Spoken Word Album.
She's a great writer. She's a great writer.
BAFTA.
She's a good writer.
I feel bad putting her down. I take it all back.
She was married to Paul
Simon. There was nothing
else
that could end the Oscars last night other than Carrie Fisher's name. He fucking got it right, and that's why no one's talking about it today, because there was nothing else that should have ended the Oscars other than that guy yelling out randomly someone who died in 2016.
And plus, they cut his mic, and so like we could hear it at home, but everybody in the auditorium, they couldn't hear him, and so they were booing as he said, I just want to thank Carrie Fisher. Everybody, boo! So it's kind of funny.
Well, so far the poll results are 100% to 0-0.
Oh, man.
There's only 23 votes so far. We just started.
Mark Hollis from Michigan State's getting no love whatsoever.
I'm shocked by it. Maybe they're splitting the Hollis vote.
There's almost no poll you can have where the other person doesn't get at least 15%.
Oh, yeah. Shit, I should have done the Hollises together, either one.
Yeah.
It's February and wait, is this the one? Yeah, this is the one. Oh yeah,
it is February.
Yeah, Tigers have been to spring training. It did get warm for a few days there, although we lost power twice. By the way, lost
really?
It in the morning at 5:48 a.m.
Oh wow,
didn't know it, but the clock was blinking 5:48 a.m.
Wow,
who knows how long it was without power?
Ugh, man, that was spooky. Some point last night,
crazy. Zot, Ford, and Holly and DealsNadee.com want to warm the cockles of your heart with their annual $99 payment party. Lease a new fun to drive 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $99 a month, or lease a new sporty 19 Ford Escape as low as $99 a month. Finally, lease the new family-friendly performance SUV, a new 19 Ford Edge as low as, yes, $99 a month.
Whoa.
Celebrate $99 payments in early spring with your friends at Zot, Ford, and Holly. And then on your way home, if you're really bummed out because you're going home to a miserable marriage. Ah, boy, that's a bummer.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes, exactly.
Because Gaga's not there.
The way he looked into her eyes. It's like the whole country wants him to be with her, which is so dumb. I don't think she's hot enough for him.
People triangulate on something really dumb. That's the day after one of these events is the hardest day of doing news or radio. Just because people are just like, oh, didn't they look beautiful?
I know, I just
agree or not, you have to kind of go along with it.
Well, I mean, I really had it totally wrong. I thought it was really random to yell out Carrie Fisher's name at the end of the Oscars, and here I'm completely wrong. Is she really the third star in Star Wars? I had no idea she was
Harrison
the number
Ford.
Third person.
Harrison
I mean, yeah, it's Han Solo, it's Luke Skywalker, and it's Princess Leia.
Well, there's Vader, too, though.
Sure.
No, I mean, when you see the credits, she's the third name.
Oh, I got to check.
Yeah, okay. Just asking. If you've got a failing marriage, heading home can be far more stressful than work, which is a good reason to call Adam, the American Divorce Association. For men, there are significant advantages to being the spouse to file for divorce first. If divorce is in your future, get divorced on your own terms. Adam, aggressive, diligent, uncompromising representation for men facing divorce since 1988. I wonder what the Oscars were. Who won? Is that one Driving Miss Daisy won? Because Spike Lee's mad about that, too.
I know. I thought it was sort of funny, too. Like, I knew I was going to lose once it was a story about someone driving someone.
You know, I was reading about that. Driving Miss Daisy was not my favorite movie.
In 88, The Last Emperor won.
Nobody saw it.
No one's, yeah. Michael Douglas won for Wall Street.
Oh, Olympia Douglas won, or Olympia Dukakis won?
Oh, gross.
Sean Connery won? Best Supporting Actor?
My girl used to make me moist when I watched the show. I admit it, I would get moist when I watched the show. Only white man ever did that to me was Mike Douglas.
Cher won for Moonstruck.
Oh, really?
Have you ever seen Moonstruck?
What a hideous year.
I did see it.
Did you like it?
No, I did not.
Snap out of it!
It's got to be a chick flick.
Would it be okay?
I didn't like
it.
Don't blame me.
Did you like it?
No.
No?
No, I hate Cher.
Where did it win?
Should the guy have ended the Oscars last night by going, Olympia Dukakis?
Yes. Yes. That would have made as much sense. Is Cher third? She third listed?
Yeah, Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, then Carrie
Fisher.
That's
equal billing.
It is, because they're not even on top of one another. They are side by side. So she has top billing.
Is there anyone else billed on the same line?
Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, and Carrie Fisher.
Oh, okay. And then they go to the next line.
Hey, did Olympia Dukakis win because she was just swept up in Dukakis fever?
Probably. Adam's phone number, by the way, 248-284-4280. Who else
considered
won?
Considered that a divorce.
88?
Glenn Close won for Fatal Attraction.
For what? What year?
88.
She did?
Cher won for Moonstruck. Yeah. Oh, she was nominated. I'm sorry. Okay. Glenn Close, Holly Hunter Broadcast News. That was a good movie. I kind of like that movie.
Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter Broadcast News.
Great, great, great.
I thought it was a good movie.
Great.
Sally Kirkland.
Cool.
Who knows? Has anyone
Kirkland?
Seen the movie Anna?
No, but cool. She in MASH?
Heard of that.
Yeah, I think she was.
She was also in, her best film was probably Back to School. Isn't that her in Back to School?
Oh, Sally
with
Kirkland?
Thornton Mellon.
She's a big blonde.
Yeah, huge lips.
Yes.
I think she was in that.
Meryl Streep for Ironwood. Has anyone ever seen Ironwood? Nobody's ever seen Ironwood.
Oh, my God.
I don't think they released it.
Have you seen Sally Kirkland lately? Look at that picture, Trini.
What happened to her?
Is this the right one?
Did she age?
It's enough for me to wonder if this was the right person.
Whoa. She's probably about 100.
It's an interesting
technique.
Look
at her now from what she used to look like, Drew. She's putting on weight.
She's older. She's got to be 75.
Why is her face getting so huge?
God, what happened?
Thank you.
Oof. It's an interesting
thing. She looked like she was at Chernobyl. Didn't she? Am I wrong?
No, you're right. Interesting technique in that one picture, though, is to wear all light makeup against a light background with your light hair, and maybe no one will be able to tell what you look like.
So who you are?
Out of focus.
Why did Ironwood get nominated? That movie wasn't even released, I don't think.
I'm confused. She was not in Back to School. I'm thinking of Sally Kellerman.
Oh, she's so ugly.
You are.
I want to get in that. Oh,
Who was in MASH?
Yeah, Hot Lips Houlihan.
Michael Douglas won. William Hurt was nominated. William Hurt sucks. What happened to William Hurt?
I hate Hurt.
Why was he such a star for
Kiss of the Spider-Woman, isn't that him?
Yes, which is so fake.
Wasn't he in The Big Chill?
Yeah,
but he said
that movie's about, right?
He was just serviceable.
Serviceable.
Wasn't he just serviceable?
He's pretty bland.
I thought he was totally bland. I never understood why he won anything.
Me either.
Marcello Mastroianni, Dark Eye. Nobody saw it. It wasn't even released. They nominate people in movies that aren't even released. And Robin Williams, Good Morning. Good morning, Vietnam!
Ugh. Hey, you know what I was wondering with
how much bloated was at the Oscars that night, I wonder.
What?
With Robin there.
Oh, I know. That has to be the most miserable 3 hours of that person's life, whoever sat next to him.
You know what I was wondering with Shalalalalo? What are some of the best Oscar-winning songs? Are there any really, really good ones that I'm missing or not thinking of? Don't say like Titanic or Philadelphia.
I want to say Live and Let Die, but... It didn't win?
Did that win? Okay.
No, it didn't win. How did the fucking Live and Let Die lose?
What did it lose to, Dino?
It lost something stupid.
All right, I'm going to pull it.
Like
the
every
list.
Beatles song that loses.
Here.
You do?
So, I'm trying to think.
Is there any good, like, one song that you're like, yes, that is a great fucking song?
Let It Go, Frozen. People love that one. That was in 2013.
Meh.
Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow.
Meh.
Meh.
People say
Skyfall. That's a good song.
I don't even
Adele.
I don't even know it.
Yeah, you do.
It's hard.
What's Adele's first big hit off Roaming in the Deep?
Rolling in the Deep.
And that's her second album.
Lose Yourself won in 2002.
Chasing Pavement.
Oh.
Rolling in the Deep is such a great fucking song. I love that song.
She's really good.
Does that sound like a Motown song to anybody? Am I the only one? Is it the backing vocals? Like a modern Motown song.
Oh.
Starting in my
heart, reaching a fever. I like the way it's produced. I mean, she's a great singer, but.
Yeah. Oh, Melissa Etheridge won for I Need to Wake Up from the movie An Inconvenient Truth.
Never heard of either one. Hustle, I don't think the movie was released. I don't even think the song was released.
Hustle and Flow. It's hard out here for a pimp. Remember when 3-6 Mafia won?
Yes. That was cool.
But that's still not a great song.
Lion King, Circle of Life, and Hakuna Matata.
Gross. Lose Yourself.
That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
There's Liz and Brandon.
Damn it.
Oh, Streets of Philadelphia. Duh.
Nah.
I got AIDS. Nah. Sarcosis. Nah.
So there's like two good songs.
People fire me in Philadelphia because I got AIDS.
You saw Tom Morello last night, though, right?
Yeah.
God, he's so cool.
Did you see the reaction shot when Lady Gaga and Bradley won for Shalalalo? They have a reaction shot of Tom Morello, and the reaction shot is, I can't believe that piece of shit song won. Because he just looks like, ugh.
Yeah.
I'll cue it up. You like sandwiches with Philadelphia.
That's a good one,
Jared.
Okay.
You know, so many of them are normally like Disney songs.
Yeah, there's a whole string in the late 80s.
Beauty and the Beast, A Whole New World from Aladdin, Under the Sea, Under the Sea.
Oh, you know, I just thought of something from last night that I almost completely forgot about. Okay, Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
She's in Bird Box.
Yeah. Who's a lesbian?
Smoked by the car.
Yeah.
Okay, who is a lesbian? That's precisely what I was getting to.
Uh-huh. Oh, sorry.
Her girlfriend is 76.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Still wet. Yeah, I know.
Pretty wild.
It's gross.
Ew.
I know.
Not gross because they're lesbians. It's gross because she's ancient.
But that's, I mean, I guess I have come to expect ridiculous age differences with Hollywood people, but I don't know why. I just thought chicks, it just didn't seem like.
They honestly look like a mother-daughter combo.
I think chicks are better than men. I don't think chicks are. But then again, they do marry the 80-year-old guys.
Yeah, I don't quite see that one. That was kind of shocking to me, too, because it just seems weird. But
it is weird.
And then I didn't know her girlfriend. Girlfriend.
She is her girlfriend.
Was in Legally Blonde.
Yeah, she's in a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
we have one more original song that we forgot from the 1986 Oscars.
I hate this. Oh, Tom Cruise. Oh, this is such a sexy scene. This is going to be the Gaga Bradley Cooper scene in 20 years. People are going, oh, stupid.
When Gaga's,
you remember when people thought this was so hot?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this sucks. She's a lesbian and he's Tom Cruise. It was not hot at all. It wasn't even close.
He's acting cool though.
She threw up afterwards.
The year before this one, it was Say You, Say Me. That one.
Some soft song.
Lionel Richie songs have not aged well, have they?
What?
Vinyl.
Dancing on the Ceiling? It's a great song. Brick House?
What song?
Brick House.
Brick House is a cool song.
Yeah.
I Just Called to Say I Love You was the year before that, which is one of Stevie Wonder's worst songs.
Yeah.
And then before that, What a Feeling.
Ugh.
Irene Cara.
Sorry.
Oh, the year before that, Up Where We Belong.
Joe Cocker. That movie.
It's a terrible song.
Oh, those movies seem so sappy looking back on them, too.
The year before that, Best That You Can Do from the movie Arthur. Is that Arthur's theme?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That song's awful.
How about the winner
from New York City?
1971.
What is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Isaac Hayes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Chef, John Chef.
This guitarist. Oh, awesome.
Isaac Hayes. Hot Buttered Soul.
Donna Summer won, too, for Last Dance.
Romance.
Wow. Oh, you Light Up My Life one.
I was just reading about I know. That's what Beat Live and No, that didn't Beat Live and Let Die. 72 or 73 was Live and Let Die, and something
I don't
terrible.
See Live and Let. Oh, there it is, 73. The Way We Were.
I know, it's terrible.
It's pretty bad. How did Ben not win?
I don't know. It's not a terrible song.
It's about a rat. No one likes brats. Sorry, Michael. Sorry, not sorry.
We're sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
So you did you like Brie Larson, her look last night?
Yeah.
Brie Larson?
So
yeah, she looked good.
She's very beautiful, but she strikes me as being a bigger phony than most people in Hollywood. I don't know why.
Her movie, though, already they're panning it. Captain Marvel? Yeah.
Is she the one in Sleeping with Other People?
She's in Room.
Brie yeah. Somebody.
Remember Room?
Yeah.
She was the one that was trapped in Room.
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Allison Brie?
I am thinking of Allison. Are they sisters?
Beautiful. Yeah.
They are? I had no idea.
One is a first name Brie, the other is a last name Brie. Sleeping with Other People is a great movie.
It is a great movie. And I like that sister I like a lot. The other sister, she's cute.
That's a great scene when they're high.
They don't look like each other.
They're high at the kid's birthday party. They're dancing to Modern Love. They're both beautiful.
Great
both songs. Allison
yeah, they are.
Larson.
They should be sisters. I'm going to consider them sisters from now on.
Boob sisters.
I think they are sisters. One just changed... moved the name around in order to give them a separate identity.
Right. For sure.
Well, the one's married to a Franco, Dave Franco. It's Allison Brie.
Is that James Brothers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's been in a bunch of movies.
Really?
Yeah, they actually
because she was defending
night.
Him. Remember during his Me Too, which apparently killed him because I've not heard from
where
him.
Where is he? Can somebody Google James Franco?
Is he teaching somewhere?
Probably.
Is he
teaching some show about... screwing on film. He's teaching a porn class now. He's just gone completely the other way.
Yeah, nothing, man. There's nothing on him.
Wait, I'm just reading headline. Shinola shout out divides Detroiters.
Oh,
so some people are saying, absolutely, Shinola brought Detroit back. If it's dividing Detroiters, that means, which goes back to my Twitter poll, somebody must be saying Mark Hollis.
It's not, let me see. I'll check right now. Yes, 6% Mark Hollis, 2% Mark Hollis, 92% Gary Fisher.
That's bullshit. If the Shinola shout-out divides Detroiters, then Mark Hollis is at least as popular as Gary Fisher. I want to see how this divides Detroiters. Can you bring up the audio, Brandon?
Here, I'll back it up. How many people really know the story, too?
Well, Shinola may end up being the big winner from last night's Oscars,
Gary Fisher
quick
was.
Shout out from the director of this year's Best Picture, Green Book. Take a listen.
Sean Porter, Tom Cartsonis, and Shinola watches. Unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
What?
Well, is Shinola saving Detroit? Our Everett Cassidy has a look at how this one comment is sparking both praise and a good bit of anger, too.
His comments upset a lot of people, including Representative Rashida Tlaib, who I spoke
to by
phone.
Why does this have to be a yes or no?
Rashida Tlaib has nothing better to do than be upset about this?
You didn't see her tweet?
Not everything.
No.
Yeah, her tweet got a lot of shit.
It's very similar to AOC's tweet, or comments about Amazon, in a way.
What?
Yeah, it's just, it's a company. She's mad, like a lot of people, that they're getting too much credit. I'm sure it's in the piece.
No one gave them credit, too much credit before last night. Who is giving them too much credit?
Just fairly.
I mean, you want to run them off?
Some people do. His comments as well.
Yeah, why can't
Shinola wait? Pause for a second. What do you mean some people do? Some people want Shinola to leave Detroit.
No.
Well,
not like that.
Shinola.
Depends how you want to read her tweet. Do you have her tweet? Can you find it, Brandon, real quick?
I'm going to fucking lose it.
Oh, here she wrote, say what? Please stop with this disrespectful and hurtful narrative that we need saving and that billionaires are the ones to do it.
One fucking guy said it!
We just need
one fucking guy!
We just need the 1% to stop taking our land for nothing and shifting our tax dollars towards for-profit development that makes them richer. So it doesn't seem like she wants business in the city.
Oh my God, is that stupid. Okay, so who is going to develop it? I guess the people making less below the poverty line are going to develop this property?
Yeah, one person at a time.
That makes a lot of sense.
In charities, apparently.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's unbelievable. They're saving Detroit.
That was the Oscar moment that has people talking.
That's a proven plan.
During his acceptance speech for Best Original Screenplay, Green Book director Peter Farrelly, out of nowhere, credited Shinola Farrelly. Watches
we
for saving
it
Detroit.
Wrong.
It's cool to see that nationally.
I'm making so good being from Detroit.
While some people I spoke with were happy to see Detroit and a Detroit-based brand mentioned on a national platform, others were not so happy.
For him to say something like that, I think discounts
really all the people who are, quote, saving Detroit, if you ever want to use that, even want to use that word.
Oh, Lord.
Though very supportive and aware of Shinola's contributions to Detroit, Chief of Staff to Mayor Duggan, Alexis Wiley, was very outspoken about Ferrelli's comments, as was Representative Rashida Tlaib.
Ferrelli?
It triggers this kind of painful, you know, history of really? Folks, especially, you know, what? Feeling this like no company or no millionaire or billionaire is going to save Detroit, and that folks, you know, don't need to be so-called saved. But
well,
we just
yeah,
need
bankruptcy
to be
helped.
And join us in moving the city forward.
Shinola has since responded
yeah, shedding
in a
17
statement
billion
that reads
in
part,
while
we are so thankful for the love, we did want to make it clear that without the city of Detroit, there would be no Shinola. The city gave our brand life, and it's something we will never take for granted.
Oh, that's nice.
Wiley and Tlaib appreciate Shinola's acknowledgement.
Oh, no.
I think the company itself was really great in coming out and saying that they're part of a broader solution, and that's the truth.
And Tlaib also
Shinola
added
has nothing
that
to do with it. They
to
didn't
to Detroit,
say anything.
She's been happy to give him a tour Evrod. Of the place that she's called home her entire life. In Detroit, Evrod Cassidy.
He's got his driving gloves on.
I can't believe what a moronic city we are that somebody says one stupid comment in the Oscars and all these people have to pop off about it.
The city's so sensitive.
It was a dumb comment.
Yeah. But it wasn't like you could
the 1%. Oh, the evil 1% that invest. Oh, they're so terrible. They hire people and get people jobs
like Peter,
and make things. Oh!
Like Peter Farrelly, Ferrelli could actually sit up there and say, they're part of a solution to the whole city of Detroit, like in his speech.
By the
He's
way,
just saying what he knows.
This idea that it didn't need saving. It's the first city to go bankrupt. Hello, it did need saving.
Yeah.
Oh, my wow. God. And by the way, since this came up, I'll just mention the people who think that they deserve something for staying in Detroit. You know, I stayed through all it. It's like, you didn't, what did you do? What do you mean? They want to share in the, I'm not sharing in the wealth. It's like, yeah, you just live there doing nothing. So what do you mean share?
Oh,
in
you
the,
mean residence.
Yeah.
I see.
You don't share in anything. What if you live in New York right now, you're not sharing in the success. You're doing something for yourself.
What do they want?
Well, remember, for example, the hotel that went on strike?
Yeah.
And they said, we stayed here during the tough times. We should share in the success.
Not how it works.
No, it's not, nothing works like that. It's the weirdest thing.
Sorry, not sorry.
There's no award for staying in a place that sucks. Mm-hmm. You don't get an award for it, for lasting that long. It's not a thing.
Well, maybe the reward would be when the economy grows. Well, maybe if you have a house.
If you start a business there or you build a house there or you build some condos or you do something that would increase in value. Yeah, sure, you'll share in it. But no, not if you're just living there.
Sorry, not sorry.
Exactly.
James Franco has like 5 or 6 movies that are pending.
Oh. Pending?
Yeah.
Because they removed them?
One's in post-production. Some of them are all completed but not released.
Are you anticipating great success for him in these movies, Trudy?
Sound kind of weird.
Well, he was in The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Oh, he was?
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
What about that show he was on HBO where he was playing two James Francos?
Yeah, that's still around.
Is that still around?
Yeah, I think
He's
so.
He's good on that.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a million years, but...
I think it's still around because they teased it with their everything coming up, including... Another 2 seconds of Game of Thrones. It's kind of driving me nuts because every like mini trailer or mini ad that runs that has like 3 new seconds of Game of Thrones, everyone gets a boner over and has to break down the video and what it means for the final season.
By the way,
I'm kind of just getting sick of it. All the speculation.
Amelia Clark looked really good.
Yeah, she did.
Beautiful.
Really good. Yeah, she.
Ooh. And she made
that's
a dragon
when
joke.
I masturbated to Game of Thrones.
Are you going to watch the final season, Drew?
No, I don't think so. I saw Corey Feldman's the star. I'm not that into it.
It's before.
The guy does look like Corey Feldman, doesn't he?
Wait, who?
I think Corey Feldman kind of looks like him.
Who?
Jon Snow.
Oh, no way.
He had
there's
one
resemblance.
Picture. In one picture.
There's like resemblance.
My face.
Let's be frank. You hate your contact lenses, and you despise your reading glasses. You forget them. You lose them. You do anything to never need them again. God, I keep losing my sunglasses. It drives me crazy. The answer is move on. Be done with ancient technologies. With glasses, you need a new prescription,
it's
new
gone.
Frames, and new lenses every year or so. Contacts, a daily burden. When you pry them out, you can't see. Dr. Yaldo's helped over 50,000 metro area people get 20/20 or better vision without glasses and contacts with custom CATS LASIK. The most advanced in the world and multifocal lens implants for people 50 plus that give you great near and far vision for life, and you'll never get cataracts. And no matter what, everyone should get an eye exam that regular insurance covers. And if you're even considering any of Dr. Yaldo's state-of-the-art surgeries, LASIK or multifocal lens implants, the evaluation is free. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. And Luke Nowacki, he is helping people with all kinds of financial issues. Hopefully you've worked out your retirement plans or thought about them, but if you haven't, you should have a plan. He'd love to help you create one.
This is a quote from Star Wars, Drew.
Oh, okay.
Spoiler alert.
And maybe you need a plan. You've got some little ones and you want them to go to college someday. I don't know how does anyone afford college? I don't really don't
I'll
know.
I'll tell you when I'm do done that. Doing it.
Okay. It's not.
Your mom goes to college.
The cost is just incredible, which is why maybe you want a 529 or some kind of a plan for that little one before it gets too, you know, you get 4 or 5 years away. And it's like, ah!
Yeah.
And those big fat loans that all those millennials are complaining about. And, boy, I tell you what, you got a fat loan hanging over your head. It's pretty hard to buy property or make investments or get loans. Yeah. So, yeah, you might want to talk to Luke Nowacki and talk about a plan. For complimentary consultation about your unique financial situation, call Luke at 248-663-4748 or email him at lnowacki, L-N-O-W-A-C-K-I. At PinnacleWealthStrategies.com, Security Investment Advisory Services out the Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated member of the SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and/or marketing names, products, and services referenced here, independent Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated. Well, so there. Should we have the Bob Kraft story?
Sure.
Oh, dude.
You know, and
this
reading, is going to be hot.
In reading all the reports from the cops, it seems like everybody knew the routine, and it's very similar from person to person.
Pay up front, that's for sure. And they badger the shit out of you for a tip, too.
Well, that seems
to be... That's all they get.
That seems to be the...
I don't get anything but the tip.
The non-hand job people.
And remember, you have to round up. They don't take a $3 tip. It's got to be about 5 or 10.
Thanks for the tip.
That's what somebody complained about in the reviews.
Really?
They gave a $3 tip, and they said, no, you have to round up.
You are trading in illicit sex, so you should just go along with it.
Yeah, you should. If you are buying a hand job, you should pay. You shouldn't be cheap about it.
Yeah.
You don't want to make enemies at the massage parlor.
No.
I did get the answer to my question. It's like, well, a hand job, because it wasn't just a hand job. There was some oral action, too. But here you go, from January 19th.
Is the camera on his face while this is going on? Do they tell us that?
Boy.
Yeah, and it's very red.
20 for oral, 50 for half and half.
Turned very red.
It'll cost you extra.
You know,
two cameras,
you know,
one
it did,
for,
right?
One for his face and one for his genitals.
Can you see? His face would
is
be
he more than
bright
five,
red.
Is he more or less than 5/8?
Well, let's see.
Probably
January 19th.
3/8.
It's, let's see, this would be 4:45 in the evening. Male number 8, blue shirt, blue ball cap, walks in.
Oh, he's wearing a hat to hide himself?
Yep. Lee Wang was behind the counter. Male 8 entered the room designated for camera number 3. He was completely undressed, laid down on the table. An Asian female, previously identified as Sheng Mingbi, and Lee Wang.
Sheng Mingbi has TMJ as a result of this encounter. And carpal tunnel.
She, by the way, she's like your age, Sheng Mingbi.
My age?
Yeah.
She is? Mm-hmm. Well, she's got experience then.
Lee Wang entered the room, and they both began massaging male number 8. Then male number 8 turned over face up, and Mingbi and Wang took turns manipulating his genitals.
Say what size?
It does not.
I think that's important to the story.
It is. No.
You have to wait for the video.
You're absolutely right.
Gotta wait for the video.
A short time later, Wang began to clean male 8's genital area with a towel. At approximately 5:25.
See how much cleaning she had to do?
It doesn't say. Just
this one. It was a
Dustbuster.
A BO.
Dustbuster. A vacuum. Yeah.
He had like one of those car vacs.
God. Jesus Christ.
Oh, Lord. He gave me.
Just dab a tissue to boil over?
Exactly. What a moist towelette. So both he gave him both $100 and then took
hot.
Off.
Oh, can he afford it?
Wow.
The next day,
the big stuff.
At 11 in the morning, this is the day of the AFC Championship, so he's there.
The
from,
next day he's there?
Yeah, January 20th.
Wow, he blows a load 2 days in a row and he's 77?
That's not bad.
It's all right.
Is there any scientific evidence that he actually blew a load 2 days in a row?
Actually, there is, because
if
you read the whole report, the cops went through the dumpster and pulled out a lot of...
For DNA?
A lot of seminal fluid-covered napkins.
Oh, man, I don't want to be that cop.
I know. He didn't even use gloves.
Did they make a chick cop do it?
So the morning of the AFC Championship.
That would be grounds for a suit.
Now he's male number 13. He's wearing a dark long sleeve shirt, blue baseball cap, same one, and blue shorts. Entered the business. He paid cash at the front desk to an Asian female, previously identified as Lee Wang.
Again?
Yeah. Wow. She escorted him to the room there.
Same about the doorbell ringing while this is going on? Because everybody in the review says the doorbell is way too loud. And that they're answering the phone constantly.
Hey, they got to get business. Moving through.
She leans him to the room. The two hugged, and then male 13 disrobed and laid face up on the table. Wang hugged him again.
Really?
Then at approximately 2 minutes after 11, Wang began touching and rubbing his penis and testicles, and then prepared to perform oral sex on him. This went on for several minutes.
Minutes.
After a few minutes, Wang wiped male 13's Wang in the area of his genitals with a white towel, helped him get dressed, and hugged him again. He gave Wang a $100 bill and left another unidentified bill. Male 13 left at 11:13. So that was a quick 15 minutes. Not even 15 minutes.
Well, you got to be efficient when you're an executive.
Well, he had to get on the plane to fly to Kansas City to go to the AFC Championship.
Wow.
Couldn't you have just taken Wang on the plane?
Yeah, for a couple hundred more.
Wang typically wore, one of the other ones, orange and pink top and black capri-style pants.
They have uniforms?
I guess.
What, you think they're nude?
Almost all of them. They get undressed, they lay down on the table, genitals up, and then they just go to town. It's very efficient.
Well, you want to get as much business in as you can.
Here's male number two. This guy, the Asian female began manipulating male number two's genitals from the rear.
From the rear?
Yeah. And then...
What do you mean? Like he's...
Then 16 minutes later, the Asian female took her pants off.
Does it go in the butt?
Male two put his left hand between her legs and manually manipulated her genitals.
Oh, gives back.
The Asian female began kissing male number two while manipulating his genitals.
Sounds like he fingered her.
Wait, they're getting it on with each other?
It's yeah. never been.
It's kind of hot.
Fingering her. Mm-hmm.
So she got so turned on from him that she had to.
The Asian female manually manipulated male two's penis to the point of ejaculation and then cleaned him up with a white towel.
Did they hug afterwards?
Yeah, Asian female helped male to dress, hugged and kissed him, turned the lights back on.
It's nice that you get a hug at the end.
It's classy. Classy.
It is classy. Ridiculous.
Sounds like
a hug. What?
I know.
Did Robert Kraft really want to hug that woman?
I think it just signifies the end of the appointment.
Oh.
At the very end.
Oh, okay.
What is it Tom Cruise says? End of procedure?
End of assist.
End of assist.
Maybe it's a signal to the front desk lady that it's over.
Ew. Oh, God.
I'm trying to see if there's another one. Oh, Mingby's back in this one. It's very nice they clean him up.
No.
Oh, this guy. Oh, whoa. Mingby climbed on top of male 4, placing her genital region in his face. Male 4 performed oral sex on her.
Really?
Yeah. Is that?
I don't know about that.
That is
she paying him?
Is he in the union?
That is less than an hour from her last one.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh,
he might have a lot of DNA if they pumped his stomach.
I don't know who which guy that is.
Hope you brought some condoms.
Jeez. That's, I mean, I understand getting fired up, but it seems like that guy needs to pipe down a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
Why can't they get girlfriends?
Yeah,
they don't want
girlfriends. They want to just get beat off and go.
That's a little getting too, that's getting crazy at the spa. I mean, at the spa?
Oh, this
really?
Guy.
This that gets how he wants to kick it off?
This guy needed oil to be manually manipulated.
That guy needs to pound off before he goes to the spa. It's not out of control.
Bob Kraft did tip more than most people.
What'd this guy tip?
Well, this one before was just $40.
The tip was $40?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Collect names, Bob.
This one, the man was observed paying the females $7 each. A $5 bill and $2 $1.
Is that the Citigroup guy?
I don't know which guy that is, but he was only there for...
Oh, yeah, let's check on the Citigroup guy. And there's a billionaire.
He's only there
too.
For 45 minutes at Jackson. That's how cheap. I don't know which man they are,
minutes.
Though.
Oh, I can tell you.
What number they are?
Oh, I don't know what number they are.
Yeah, because Kraft is number 8 and 13 in here.
Ooh,
this one sounds sexy. Male number 9. Gray zip-up sweater, white shirt, multicolored shorts.
He gets dressed up to go to the spa.
He got completely undressed and laid down on the table. Wang entered the room and began massaging male 9. An unidentified Asian female wearing a black and white checkered shirt and black pants with writing on the back entered the room and continued the massage. The Asian female lifted up the front of her shirt and allowed male 9 to touch her exposed breasts. Next, the Asian female began manipulating male 9's genitals. Next, the Asian female employee began to clean male 9's genital area with a towel.
Mark, you should always
That's
read
the city
porn.
Group guy, Trudy.
That guy was there for a whole hour.
My God, he looks like a penis, too, doesn't he?
I know
he
does. He's just a walking penis.
A penis with eyes.
His head is shaved.
Man, Mingby is, she gets down to business.
She sounds like she's good.
I think you're right. She's the
just running the show.
Stud horse. Yeah.
Let's see who's LPGA star Jessica Korda. Oh, there she is. Oh, that guy looks like he'd go to a massage parlor. Wait, he caddies for her?
Oh, he's
whoops. Oh, subservient.
Look at that, Trudy.
He's probably the one.
Asshole.
He's probably one eating the chick out.
Could be. Because
he caddies for her. He goes to the prostitute rubbing, tugging. Yeah.
She's kind of cute. She might have a lot of gums. not sure. Looks pretty good. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
She's on the beach there.
Oh, here's a good one. January 20th, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Male number 14, dark jacket with bulldog logo. White shirt, blue shorts. Male 14, completely undressed. Put a robe on.
We got nude?
They all do. He laid face down on the table. Wang entered the room and began massaging his back and buttocks. At approximately 2:23, Wang began rubbing her hand along the crack of his buttocks. Wang then inserted her fingers into male 14's anus. Repeatedly.
What?
At approximately 2:29.
She's going off the script there? Do you think that's...
what we asked for. This is what Wang looks like.
At approximately 2:29.
Is she doing some ad-libbing there? Or is this guy... Maybe he's a regular.
So she's put her fingers in repeatedly.
Really?
Lights in the room went out at approximately...
How many fingers?
Doesn't say.
Say plural or singular?
Wang then inserted her fingers... into male 14's anus repeatedly.
Jeez.
The lights went out. Then the lights came back on. He was observed lying in his bag with a towel over his lower body. He got up, began to dress, put cash on the table. He then picked it up and walked out of the room. I guess he didn't want to tip for the finger job in his butt.
Jeez. Trudy, here's some of the Johns. Pretty hot bunch of guys, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Do you think Wang's hot, though?
Jesus.
Wang, no.
Well, not in that picture.
It's her mugshot, but...
I wouldn't predict that line of work for her.
I really don't think even money could make them attractive.
No, probably not.
Yeah, why are these guys want to reach up her shirt?
I'm just picturing being one. It's funny how the chicks seem to, you know, one's in this one, the other one's in that one, two of them are in this one. I can see them arguing like, because they talk about how they chat back and forth during the action, which is really distracting. Like, you got the last three dicks. No, I have the last three dicks. You got to do the next couple.
It's just a procedure. It's like a manicure. Yeah. Sex. So they are. They talk back and forth.
Here's another one. This is Monday, January 21st. Male, number 18, bald head, long sleeve, blue or gray shirt, and blue jeans.
That could be my man from Citigroup.
Completely undressed and laid face down on the table. An unknown tattoo was observed on his upper right arm. An Asian female wearing white short sleeve shirt and black capri pants entered the room again to massage him over a sheet for several minutes. The female then removed the sheet and continued the massage. The female placed her fingers in male 18's anus and began cupping his testicles. 2 minutes later, she began manually manipulating his penis and testicles. She then exposed her breast while manually manipulating his penis. After several minutes, male 18 ejaculated. And the female wiped down male 18's genitals and stomach with a white towel.
Whoa!
Huge one.
You got some flight.
That's got to be the same guy that got his butt fingered, right? I'm assuming it's the same dude. He just came back the next day.
Sure.
What do you think, Trudy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Sounds like the same.
I'll go with it.
Same.
Did she have gloves MO. On? Don't you love the detective that had to sit and watch these tapes and type this up?
My God.
I know. I feel like they're leaving a lot out.
The great sleuth.
Yeah, because they wanted to be done with it.
They start manipulating. Next thing you know, the towel's out. There's got to be something going on in between.
Yeah, probably a lot of Bezos sounding.
I mean, couldn't they use a word
audio.
Like vigorous or.
Male number 20, white long sleeve shirt, dark jeans. Disrobed and laid face down on the table.
Again.
Ming B, is back. She's back, rubbed his testicles and massaged his penis while he laid on his stomach. Huh?
I know. I'm not.
Is there like a milking hole underneath?
Oh, well, you know, there's a hole for your face. Maybe there was one on each end.
Yeah. A couple people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. I mean, I can figure it out. Mr. Code.
Male number.
I think that's what they're called.
Male 20.
Let's get ready for the big drop, Brandon.
Male 20 turned over. Ming B began. How do you know that's where this is going? Spoiler alert. Male 20 turned over. Ming B began manipulating his penis while her head was down over his penis.
Uh-oh.
This continued for several minutes.
Wait, is over it? Is she just watching really closely, or is she doing something?
I guess the detective wasn't comfortable enough to say it was oral. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe she was...
Maybe she likes looking. Maybe she's visually oriented.
Maybe she was yelling at it like, who's the Barry Switzer?
Barry Switzer.
Yelling at his own penis.
Let's go!
Ming B began manipulating his penis while her head was down over his penis. This continued for several minutes. Male 20 tried to pull Ming B toward him several times. But she slapped his hands away.
Ooh.
Ming B pulled her pants down and male 20 put his hand on her buttocks. She then put her mouth on his penis. Male 20 began rubbing Ming B's vagina. She then pushed him down and began rubbing his penis while he rubbed her vagina. Seems a little repetitive.
Yeah, the person that's writing all this needs to get better at it.
At 3:14, male 20 ejaculated. And maybe wiped down his genitals and stomach area with a white cloth.
Why is that my favorite part?
She also gave him a cloth to wipe his hands. How nice. That's very nice. They then were observed in the back room. Maybe had cash in her hand. The two exited the room.
Seems a little routine after a while. I think I get bored working there.
I mean, this was over like a course of 4 days. Well, they love to rub the crack of the butt.
I wonder how often these chicks take a shower. Jeez.
Oh, I know they do all of the stuff that they do there, too. A lot of them are...
Male number 23.
Yeah, they go home and they're married or something?
Well, no, they sleep there and eat there. Little hot plates in the back with all that.
I'm definitely... I want to come out.
Ew.
I am coming out to say that I am against this sexual human trafficking. I'm not a fan.
Oh, good.
Well, it sounds like Wang and Ming B are doing all the work.
This had a powerful impact on me. Everyone should hear this podcast.
Why do they have to traffic people when Ming B and Wang are doing everything?
Well,
you want to hear about male 23?
All right, one more. Brandon, be ready.
He went in the room. took off his clothes, laid face down on the table. Wang began massaging his back and buttocks. Wang then put her hand in the crack of male 23's buttocks and began rubbing his testicles. This continued for several minutes. Wang began putting her fingers in male 23's anus repeatedly.
Really?
They just milk a lot of prostate in this place.
She also rubbed his testicles. Wang began wiping the the male's buttocks and legs.
Wipe
that was quick.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, premature.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yikes.
Brandon, you're changing history over there.
Oh, jeez.
Lord.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Man, wow. Ming B.
So this is how billionaires spend their day.
I feel bad for Ming B.
Yeah, Ming B.
I don't know.
It's tough gig.
Nice tips.
She could. They've arrested her, and she's possibly because she was managing the joint.
Oh, she's the manager?
I thought Wang was the manager.
Well,
Ming B was just employee of the month.
I don't see Ming B anywhere. I see Li Jia Zhu, Ramai Li,
bless
and
you.
Li Wang. But I can't find
Ming
B.
That one on the left, is that a dude?
No, it's a girl.
That's a girl?
Boy, that's a
ponytail.
I don't know. I'd request the other ones.
Yeah.
It looks like a dude, doesn't it?
They keep the room dark.
How are you spelling Ming B?
Well, how do you spell it?
I'm looking for the first
name. M-I-N-G-B-E-E?
I'm probably mispronouncing it. What the hell is Ming B? Where are you at? Oh, S-H-E-N is the first name, then M-I-N-G-B-I.
Oh, that's her last name, Ming B?
Maybe it's Ming Bai. Ming Bai.
Okay, hmm. Did you hear about this chick that said Trump tried to make out with her?
Yeah.
This is at a rally in 2016. This black staffer says Trump kissed
Wrong.
Her without her consent. And she turned her head, so the kiss landed on the side of her mouth.
To me, it just sounds like a gumpy Trump trying to kiss her on the cheek and pulling her. Because
tell the facts.
That handshake where he pulls you towards.
Yeah.
Did you see she can't sleep at night, though, still?
I know.
thinks of his lips coming out.
She's 43. He doesn't look like her type, exactly.
She is a goofus.
It does make him it makes him look more inclusive, though.
Yeah, it does.
If he did hit on
Believe
her.
Me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
I don't think she would be his first choice, but she also said she was paid less than the white and the male staffers. So she's suing.
She was so angry.
Wow.
It sounded like
they got a lot to say about this.
They all knew about it, though, all the staffers at the time.
She's a total failure.
So she's saying that he tried to, come on to her, right?
Yeah, an assault.
She's basically a disaster.
She filed a lawsuit.
This massage parlor is in Jeffrey Epstein's neighborhood.
Oh,
I think it's further north.
Kind of around the same general area.
Isn't Jupiter? I don't know, whatever.
And, why it looks pretty nasty for Jupiter. I thought Jupiter was swanky.
It is super swanky.
Yeah, never been there.
But I think it's further up, further north.
But what I was wondering, though, I mean, Bob Kraft is kind of a friend. Do you think Trump ever
we're further north.
Hung out with guys?
He knew Crafty.
And you think he went to a massage parlor? Nah.
No? Not his style?
I think he buys his way into action in the more traditional way.
Yeah.
Like a pedophile island?
Takes you out.
Yeah,
to buy furniture and stuff.
Like says he's Donald Trump, and
and then he moves on you like a bitch.
He gets you on The Apprentice.
Just curious.
It was interesting seeing, reading the Jeffrey Epstein story. Of course, Trump comes up and Clinton comes up quite a bit.
Mm. Oh, I bet he went to a couple of those places.
Yeah,
in Arkansas.
There's a trip with Clinton that's intriguing to say the least, where he goes with Jeffrey Epstein and Chris Tucker and Kevin Spacey.
What a weird.
I know. There's what was Chris Tucker doing in there?
What's Kevin Spacey doing there?
They all have different ideas about what's erotic.
I think they just split up, went crazy on their own. If anything, Clinton hung out with Epstein.
Yeah.
But he was buddies with that Ron Burkle, and he used to use his private jet. Why doesn't Clinton have his own private jet? He's got so much fucking money.
Because he can use anyone else's.
Yeah, I guess so.
For free.
There was I don't know if there's any more information, but Commerce Township had a murder-suicide yesterday.
Yeah.
Husband-wife.
He overdosed on pills after shooting her?
Yeah, nice that he gets to OD. Why can't she OD? And he can blow his own head off.
I know.
Dick.
I guess, does it really? No, it matters.
I think I'd rather OD.
The worst.
Head blown off by someone else.
Did you see the murder-suicide on the west side of the state?
Yeah.
The mom and the three kids.
Oh, you know, I
the
saw
worst
a headline,
fucking story.
But I don't think I even wanted to read it.
2, 6, and 9 is how old the kids were.
She
pretended
was...
they had a fake appointment, picked them up from school, took them to the woods, and shot them.
Oh.
And I just imagine the horror going through the kid that was shot last. Like, what?
And what did she do to herself?
Went home and shot herself.
Nice.
Why?
28 years old.
What was her... 28 and she had three
20,
kids?
Yeah.
One was 9?
Yeah.
What?
I know. That seems to be more normal, though, now.
Maybe, but...
I feel like it is.
I think maybe you just slow down a little. Cut it by 20%.
It's too bad that 19-year-olds can't have the knowledge of the previous 19-year-olds when they're getting pregnant and keeping these kids.
I mean, obviously, his mother's sick.
Yeah,
but...
prior to the shootings, there was a social worker that was trying to get her committed to a mental hospital.
And why couldn't she?
I think it just...
Because you can't get anyone to do anything. Until they do something.
Yeah.
You can never take a cue or, you know, it's just like all these, every guy that shoots up anything, people go, oh yeah, he said he was going to do that.
She suffered from hallucinations and she had irrational fears.
Oh, great.
Yeah, great mom.
And there is a GoFundMe for the...
Once again, couldn't you just kill yourself?
Yeah. Your kids will be fine without you.
Cute girls, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kyrie Rodery, Cassidy Rodery, and Elena... On GoFundMe, it's up to $10,500.
Wait, who gets the money?
Well, it was set up by the kid's uncle, which I assume is either her brother or the baby daddy brother. But I'm sure that this money goes towards, you know, funerals. There's 4 funerals to pay for.
Yeah, I would only pay.
Yeah,
for
don't
3,
worry about
her. Yeah,
can't they have a combo?
Incinerate.
Funeral?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what'd you say?
Can they have a combo funeral instead of 4? Just saying.
Yeah, but you still have to purchase caskets, and there's plots. It's pricey.
Okay.
And no, the mother's not listed here.
Discount.
No.
I actually,
I mean,
understand.
You gotta get a GoFundMe together to make it happen. I mean, it seems like we could work together and make this a little easier.
I bet you anything, they probably is one funeral for all 3 of them.
Yeah. Well, probably all 4 of them.
Fuck her.
Yeah,
I'm
fuck
just saying,
the mom.
Like,
she cannot be invited to that.
Yeah.
You know, if she was mentally unstable, they're not going to forget about her.
Well, I already did.
I would just take her out to some
forest like she did with her kids.
Yeah. Some gasoline and a match is all you need.
Burner barrel.
A gallon of gas. It's a $2.50 operation.
Why not just leave her out there? I mean, you don't have to burn her. Let an animal eat her.
God.
Like
did
those body farms. Maybe he'll learn something.
You may see the Dateline this last Friday night, I think it was, about the guy who...
What's going on? Okay, I saw the Uber one.
I was watching the Uber one, too.
Oh, yeah, the Uber one was... I know, that was bizarre. That was one of the police not at their best exactly. I mean, this guy's shooting up people all over town. And
but he switched vehicles. They were
after
looking
a little mastermind.
But the first guy who rode with him said, this guy's driving like a fucking madman.
Sideswiped somebody. He went through a red light. Yeah, he's
and
insane.
And they keep asking him, well, do you want to make a report or do you want to talk to somebody? And he's like, I don't know. And they seemed like they just kind of wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, the 911 operator didn't seem all that...
Well, didn't she
into
say,
it?
You file a report. You want someone to call you back? And of course, he's like, I don't want him to call me back.
Well,
why don't you just find this guy?
There's an Uber driver driving like a fucking madman. He swiped a car. I mean, he was crazy.
No, it was the app. The app did it. The app turned him into
the app.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
It caused devil horns to come up. Have you ever seen that on your Uber?
Oh.
What a loser.
I never heard him speak before, though. And get that little boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was weird.
Exactly. He's a little...
Didn't he do the old dead leg, too, getting dragged out of court?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Asshole move.
That's when he tried
Dr.
to pretend Downing. Like he was insane. you know, he interrupted the testimony to be like, there's black bags and they're flying around.
Yeah, cool, dude.
And everybody's
see
like,
ya.
Just shut up. And he wouldn't shut up, so he dragged his ass out.
Right. And then
what's up, Silver Fox?
Nobody believed that he was nuts, that he didn't plan the whole thing.
Of course he did.
So premeditated.
We have a listener reached out and said that he... had one of his kids in his class. I guess he's a teacher, and he had the chance to meet him during parent-teacher conferences. To say he was a different dude is an understatement. I also lived in an apartment complex in front of the first shooting. I know. Ooh! He's available if we want to talk to him.
Well, there was.
I don't know what he can add.
There's actually another connection.
I don't know what Uber is.
Somebody emailed and said that their, I believe it was their brother-in-law was killed by that guy.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Incredible. Small world.
The amazing thing of that story is the girl that hid in the back seat while her boyfriend dad were shot point blank.
She was very calm.
Holy cow.
The girl that they found in the car, too, they thought. That story's so weird.
The girl who got shot in the head.
She's amazing that she made it through.
I know.
Well, she pulled a Nikki Six where they were just like, all right, she's gone.
She's dead. Yeah.
And then she came back and they were like, holy crap, hook her back up.
Right. Yeah.
Because they had already unplugged her from everything.
Wild story.
The Dateline story was about this asshole. I think everybody will remember this jackass who his wife was murdered. It's crazy. And he said, oh, it's weird. Me and the kids went camping last night.
Oh,
like,
God.
What? And so they know he fucking did it. And he starts saying, like, yeah, I guess she just took off.
It's crazy.
And his father said, oh, yeah, she's crazy. She used to hit on me, too. You know, I'd be handing off the baby to her, and she'd be rubbing my hands all over her boobs.
What?
What?
Yeah, like when he would hand the kid off like this, he claimed she would pull him closer. And it's like, okay, mothers do not just leave their kids and just go and never call back. So they want to charge this guy. And meanwhile, I think her family is fighting custody of the two kids. And why did he get thrown in jail? Oh, the father got busted for being a peeping Tom.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the father was filming people in their bathroom and all kinds of crazy shit. And then I guess the kids got removed from, he had visitation with the kids, the father, who they thought had murdered the mother. I think I'm fucking part of the story up. But anyway, the person who is supervising the visitation brings the kids over. He pulls them in the house and locks the door, doesn't let the supervisor in.
Oh, so she's locked outside.
And sets the house on fire.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep, and kills the two kids and him.
The fuck, man?
I know.
Couldn't you get somebody there on the scene quicker? Or?
You know what? She called when she said, yeah, I've been locked out of the house. And they're like going, are you the supervisor? And she's like, yes, slow I'm down. Supervisor. She's like, well, who's with the kids? Or who's? There's all these dumb questions. And that 911 operator actually said they were sorry. They apologized. They interviewed the guy.
Really?
He was like, yeah, I was just fucking dolt. I don't know what happened to me.
Ice space. Had a bad day.
You hear those 911 calls sometimes, and they're so hung up on getting details when it's like, get somebody fucking out here!
Well, don't they send someone right away?
Yeah, they
try to keep you
do.
On the line.
I think they were trying to decide what to do. It took them a little longer than I think it should have.
Except in the case of the Uber shooter, because they're like, well, do you want to make a police report? And if you don't, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And they're like, they came back. They went to the police chief in Kalamazoo, and he goes, well, we get all the, you know, reckless driver reports, and we can't do anything about it unless we're there and actually see it. So,
well, then what's the point of calling? Then there's no point in calling.
About anything.
No.
Yeah.
We'll
find the car.
And then the 48 hours was so disturbing. This 15-year-old who was crazy, who'd attempted suicide, who said he had fantasies of killing people. And you get therapy, and we think he's okay, and he's in school. And one day, he just goes next door, slashes the screen, goes in and stabs this elderly couple 127 times, kills the grandfather and the grandmother, just kills them both. Puts a phone in the grandmother's, cuts her stomach open, puts a phone in her stomach, cuts the father's stomach open, puts a glass in there. Well, what kind of weird shit is this? And his idea was, I was trying to throw him off.
What?
Anyway, they do catch him, and he's in the meeting with the police, and the guy's going, what happened here? And he's like, oh, I've always wanted to kill people. It was the best I've ever felt. His grades were like straight A's the month after he killed him. He was so exhilarated.
Wow.
And he told the guy interviewing him that, yeah, I'd love to kill you too. And he goes, how would you kill me? He goes, well, I'd do this. He like starts rattling off all these ways he'd like to kill him.
What would he put in his stomach?
Didn't say. But I know, it was so weird. Anyway, it was just like, this kid is so evil. He was so excited about what he'd done.
So when does he get out?
I'm getting there.
Oh, really? Oh, geez, yeah. Sorry.
This is like 3 years ago, I think, or 4 years ago. So they go to trial. They try him as an adult. He gets 52 years to life. And I'm like, 52 years? That's fucking life, period. Fuck this brat, this nut. And so then California State Assembly decides that, oh, nope, you got to go to juvenile court before you ever put a juvenile in adult court. So they say, oh, he has to be retried in juvenile court.
Oh,
so they
no.
go to juvenile court, and he puts on this display. He even takes a stand. He's like, yeah, I'm completely fine now, and I don't have these crazy fantasies, and I don't know what got into me. It's crazy.
it's puberty.
And everybody's like, oh, my God, he's doing great.
Oh.
And the juvenile judge and this other guy gets up there and talks about how psychopaths, they're very charming, and they'll say whatever they need to say. Sure. And the judge says, this is a horrible crime. I'm going to go with what the adult court said.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And so then the family goes through both trials. Meanwhile, the victim's family, they have to go through both of these. Then the California State Assembly decides that you have to be sentenced by a juvenile court. You can't even be tried as an adult. And it's retroactive. So he has to be tried again.
Oh, man.
And they're fighting it, but it looks like he'll get out when he's 25.
Oh,
what?
No.
Yeah, and he's totally pumped, too. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm
kill
great.
Again.
I feel good.
I should accidentally lobotomize him.
They should.
Or kill him.
What is wrong with California? Is California out of their fucking minds? This guy stabbed them 127 times. He was 15. He was just a little weasel. He's bigger
now. Look at him, too. I think he loves his hair.
Oh, he does love his hair. Yeah, he's got long hair. He grew more hair because he likes himself, and he couldn't grow taller, so he grew more hair. It's like everybody with long hair.
Well, he
we
cut
know what
it
you're
during
doing.
All the court proceedings to look professional.
Yeah, he did. He cut it when he said he's okay. Now I'm great now. Look how short my hair is.
I don't love myself so much anymore.
Yeah.
Pot him up. I don't hear him talking here.
Yeah, this is fucking insane.
To kill that night when he came upon Chip and Claudia's open living room window.
I got a hole on the screen. Climbed in through the back, went to their bedroom, I opened the door, and I just kind of stood over their bed watching them sleep for a few minutes. My body was trembling. I was nervous,
you
but
so
excited.
Yeah, excited.
Exhilarated.
Did you beat off after he killed him?
I was actually going to do it.
Sure,
I was there.
Yeah, count on it.
It's finally happening.
Without any outward emotion, Daniel described how he repeatedly stabbed Claudia and Chip. What you are about to hear is graphic, but these disturbing details would become key evidence in a family's battle for justice.
I cut open both of their torsos around here, and in the woman, I put a phone inside of her, and I put a cup inside the guy.
Daniel said it was all part of his plan to confuse investigators and get away with
Thanks
murder.
For listening to the podcast.
He also taped the bottom of his shoes so he wouldn't leave prints.
What do you mean
and
their battle for justice? Why should there be a battle?
So as not to leave behind DNA or fingerprints.
Yeah, but he had
genius,
long
genius,
hair.
Genius, genius.
Phew.
You want that guy out in a few years?
No.
No one. Who wants him out? I want people on the parole board. I think there should be a new rule. When you parole someone like that, if they commit a crime, because you're so sure they aren't going to, if they commit a crime, you go to jail too.
Yeah.
For the same length of time as they do.
And there's,
let's see how many of them get paroled.
In the same cell.
I got a feeling it'll go down. Just a crazy feeling.
In the same cell.
In the same cell.
And he gets a knife.
Yes. And they can babysit your kids or your grandkids. Take your pick.
The thing about California, though, is when you go there, everything that is possibly carcinogenic has a label on it that says it's possibly carcinogenic, and they let that guy out? Like, they're worried about all of these other things.
He's not going to give anybody cancer, Trudy.
That might.
He's just going to kill you and cut your torso open. Might,
he stabbed them 127
times.
Apples
and oranges,
he's 15. What the fuck? He is miswired. It's like these pedophiles. I watched part of Children of the Snow again. I just can't believe these people molest 12-year-olds and a couple years, let's see how long you go out molesting somebody, you're out. And they start molesting people immediately, of course.
Oh, speaking of which, 60 Minutes Australia, which great show. kind of like our 60 Minutes. Talked to McManus, Michael Jackson's maid. I mean, we've kind of heard this story, but it's fun hearing it come from her mouth alone.
McManus.
Hid.
Huh?
She has a huge hid.
Hid. Me.
Hid.
I stood down.
They keep showing these videos, too, of Jackson playing, Michael Jackson playing around the pool.
Oh, I know. It's and the it's kids so keep... ridiculous. Oh, he's just reliving his childhood. Look at that. They push him in the pool. He's 40.
She talks about the reliving the childhood.
And then they're
going
to sleep together tonight in the same bed. Because it's a slumber party.
But all these when all these kids push him in the pool, he's like, I'm trying to put up a fight. But he's barely putting up a fight because it's a 12-year-old pushing a 44-year-old in a pool. It's ludicrous.
So stupid.
Let's play tag. And I knew the little boys were there. When they would
always
arrive,
little boys,
they
said.
Would put their clothes in the suitcase, in a suitcase in his room. I started realizing, thinking, wondering when he was taking baths with them.
By the way, he's got Peter Pan pillowcases, which is cute.
Yeah, he loved Peter Pan. That's why his nose is like
that. I gotta tell you, I would question a 12-year-old boy that had Peter Pan pillowcases.
Absolutely.
It's pretty weak.
Pretty
they were
soft.
Sleeping in his bed.
But there's sleeping and there's sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about the worst kind of
yeah,
sleeping.
Yeah, dude, he was fucking them.
Yes.
Duh.
I know the truth. I was there.
Nice
and
doing something.
When I would go in the next day, there were little boys' underwears either on the floor.
What?
With Michael's.
Underwears.
Or they were in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, I see that always
so
underwears.
Underwears.
As soon as you saw that.
Yeah,
it is a word.
I got suspicious. And then I would find underwears also in his bed.
Plural of underwears, yeah, underwears.
I did underwears. Find underwears that were.
I think if Michael Jackson's fade uses it, it's
briefs,
correct.
In the walk-in closet.
Or it should be
and
made correct.
They were.
Heads up.
I don't like to say this. They were like crunchy, hard, with yellow stains all over them.
God. Yeah,
I didn't
see
that
those underwears.
Because the little boys started wearing Michael's briefs.
Gross.
And they would leave their underwears inside his drawer.
Underwears.
The more Adrian saw, the more convinced she was that Michael Jackson was a predator. A feeling she says
hey, thanks for
was shared
up.
By other staff at Neverland.
There was a lot of Vaseline at Neverland. Sometimes it was found in the golf carts when Mr. Jackson would take off with
the golf carts
with the boys.
My hands
Vaseline.
Dry.
Yeah, Vaseline. And there was a lot of Vaseline
my
in Michael's
very dry.
Bedroom. It was actually all over the ranch.
The crack.
Is there possibly an innocent explanation for that?
No, dude.
I don't think so.
I love Vaseline.
What disturbed Adrian the most was the way the pop star would be physical with the kids who were entrusted to his care.
They were sitting on his laps, the kids. I just saw a lot of
boner.
Fondling. Him maybe rubbing his hands and kids' hair. Kissing him.
When you say fondling?
Hugging, kind of petting. Petting the kids.
Petting the kids where?
Kind of by
come
the
on, dude!
I didn't think it was appropriate because they're not his children, you know?
Oh, you think?
I just didn't think it was right.
Did you ever talk to anybody about it?
You know, I signed a confidentiality agreement, and I was already conditioned and programmed.
Later in this
programmed.
Piece, later in this piece, she or it's made mention that she sued Jackson and lost and owed $1.3 million in lawyer fees.
That's yeah. Nice.
And he's like, "Have you ever paid him?" And she's like. No, she's yeah. Dead. What are they going
to
do?
I wonder if his celebrity had anything to do with all these victories of his.
It had everything. That she even talks about it. It
Culkin has always supported Michael Jackson.
Culkin.
And denies the singer ever molested him.
Hey. Kieran Culkin
but back
was
in 1993,
side,
another
side.
Of Jackson's young male friends turned against him. 13-year-old Jordan Chandler accused Jackson
that's not
of sexually
turning
abusing
against
him
during
that's sleepovers
telling the truth.
At Neverland. Yeah. Did you at any time see Michael Jackson molest Jordan Chandler?
I saw some stuff that I didn't think was appropriate with
it's BS.
Mr.
They made
Jordan.
It up.
What sort of things did you see with
$23 million worth?
Michael kissing on him. Michael's hands very close to Jordy's crotch. It was terrible to see.
Yeah, you're really upset.
Police launched an investigation into the abuse allegations.
Oh, you overpaid all these people.
And Jordan Chandler.
Well, she talked in this part. She talks about him kind of buying her silence. How much do you think he paid her?
$50,000.
Family announced they were preparing a civil case.
Trudy, do you have a prediction?
$2 million.
But despite her strong suspicions to the contrary, in a sworn deposition, Adrian McManus said she had never witnessed Jackson molest children.
I was scared to say anything bad about Michael.
McManus.
And then after that, after I did the deposition, probably 30 days maybe after, Michael called me at my home.
Uh-oh. Hello?
She claims Jackson demanded to know
what his personal aide
had told investigators about his behavior.
McManus, I'm very
Adrian
mad.
Adrian found herself in an unenviable position.
I didn't think I was supposed to be doing that. I was kind of worried about that. But then I thought, well, you better do it. You know? So I did it. And then one day in the afternoon...
She mentioned at one point, too, that she was actually scared of Jackson. All I can think of, he's just reliving his childhood. You're really scared of a 12-year-old?
What are you so afraid of?
The bodyguards are hitmen.
McManus.
Adrian.
Asta Dune.
This is for you. And he handed me a little index card.
Oh, here you go.
That was, like, stapled on the sides.
That's where he pays her off.
And it said, thanks for everything. I opened it, and it was $300. So that was
nice
for covering for him.
$300, lady?
He was buying your silence for $300. Yeah.
You're one
you drive a hard bargain, lady.
McManus.
Oh,
Michael Jackson.
Isn't that terrible? $300.
He must have had a law firm working round the clock. I mean, there must be some giant building full of lawyers that work round the clock on this shit. By the way, you don't pay somebody $23 million if they're making things up. You don't do it. No. And when you do, when you go, fuck that fucking brat, that 12-year-old little putz cost me $23 million. No more fucking 12-year-olds around this house ever. Yeah. But what does he do? No, they play tag. They play video. I'm going to build a Ferris wheel for the children.
They wear each other's underwears.
Oh, building a choo-choo train. Let's put some alarms up outside my bedroom.
We have super soakers. We have stink bombs.
Summer party. Yeah, get some stink bombs.
Adrian McManus claims she has been left penniless.
All the alcohol goes in soft drink cans for Jesus juice.
As Michael Jackson's housemaid. When she left in 1994, she and four other employees sued the singer for wrongful termination and lost.
Do you still owe the Jackson estate money?
Yes or no?
I probably do, but...
Probably.
Michael's dead now, you know.
Ha! So fuck him.
Hey, kiss my ass, bitch. I'm paying you shit.
I know that. I can't remember it. It might have been...
1.2, 1.3 million.
It was a lot of money.
You were ordered to pay legal fees initially.
Yeah, for breach of contract for suing Mr. Jackson.
Which was what? 1.6 million?
It was probably, yeah.
Just to refresh your memory.
Just to refresh your memory, it was 1.6 million.
Okay, it cost him 1.6 million to take on his maid?
Well, and four others, but yeah, I mean, it's ludicrous.
Okay, $250,000, five people? No, that's like $340,000 apiece, $320,000 apiece?
Well, no, unless her personal... She's personally responsible for 1.6. They're probably personally responsible for as much.
There
you
go. So he spent
$8 million
to fight these five employees.
Mm-hmm.
$8 million. How are those five people going to deal with $8 million of lawyers? I mean, really?
Well, she doesn't think she has to pay because he's dead.
Well, he's alive. She's going, well, fuck, I'm 1.6 million. How am I going to, if I take this to the police, I'm just going to owe him more money.
It gets worse.
That I can't remember.
Gee, I wonder why he was broke.
R. Kelly.
It was a lot of money.
You were ordered to pay legal fees initially.
Yeah, for breach of contract for suing Mr. Jackson.
Which was what? 1.6 million.
It was probably
just to refresh your
memory. I love how he refreshes her memory.
The lawyers are so reasonable.
No.
Wait. And you hope they don't.
A court literally ordered her.
If they do, they do.
No, can you fucking believe that?
Knowing all that court knows.
In a countersuit, Jackson's estate accused her of stealing belongings from Neverland to sell to the media.
This is great.
There was a sketch that I found in the trash.
You then on-sold that sketch, the sketch of Elvis that you supposedly found in the trash?
I figured, well, I found it in the trash. It didn't mean anything to me, which I shouldn't have did that.
It's not yours, it's his.
I did it, McManus.
The jury said that you then owed Michael Jackson $34,000.
Yeah.
She owed another $34,000.
Yeah.
So did you pay the $34,000 back?
No, I didn't. No,
McManus!
No. You haven't paid any of that back either?
No.
And her credit is shit, I bet.
Wow.
Isn't that ridiculous?
The credibility of Adrian McManus
is zero.
Her credit is shit.
Credibility. Mesereau.
Rector credit.
Mesereau's all over this, too. Of course, still standing up for him.
Oh,
the reporter actually grills him pretty
well.
Great
guy.
I don't know. What an asshole.
I think some of the things that keep me awake at night, I can't imagine if I had defended a guy who molested.
Check's cleared.
What about Jackson, though? How does he fucking sleep at night? Well, propofol.
With propofol. Yeah. With milk.
No wonder he needs propofol.
Dr. Conrad
Murray. Well, I got $1.6 million coming from the maid. I got $1.6 million coming from the bodyguard. Shit, what do I have to worry about?
Like a baby. I
didn't sell any records.
Milk and cookies. Brought,
I'm like a child. I don't know how to handle money.
I can't sleep at night.
I don't have a bank account. Do I carry the one?
$1.6 million from McManus. $1.6 million from McKinsey, the bodyguard. $1.6 million from a doorman.
I need a bigger piggy bank to put all that money in.
We can build a bigger choo-choo train for the children. I love the children. I'm living my childhood forever. If you didn't have one, if you don't have one, you need a long, long, long childhood to make up for it.
Such an asshole.
I know.
We're laughing, too, when they announced that he was not guilty on those 10 charges when Mesereau represented him. And the crowd reaction is so fucking funny. Remember the lady that set doves free when it was announced?
Oh, yeah. And then my favorite, though, is the first day of the trial when he dances on top of the car.
And his shoulder hurt.
Yeah. Great day to do a dancing demo. The day you're being brought in on child molestation charges. That's a great idea.
On top of a car.
Who are the people? You know, when I'm taking off work, I'm going to the Michael Jackson molestation trial to support him. What?
I bought some doves. I'm going to release him when he's innocent.
I saw some of the footage of him going into court, and he's wearing the pajamas. Remember when he was wearing pajamas?
He'd be helped in.
And then there was a guy who just busted out in a Jackson dance, and these women are hugging him. Like, I don't love anything that much. I wish I did, but I don't love anything, like any musician or entertainer.
I need an advance on my paycheck because I'm going to buy some doves to release when Michael Jackson is found not guilty, if he's found not guilty. And I need next week off.
Are these doves returnable? If he's not guilty.
The fuck? Crazy ass people.
That was a nice piece, though. McManus.
She's a piece of work.
She's an idiot.
I love that she's like,
I still don't.
I haven't paid shit. Paying those assholes.
She lost me with the plural of underwears.
Give me $300. Was I going to speak up? Are you kidding me? $300?
Jeez. I still don't.
Forget it. By the way, is that all he had on him?
$300? It was vindication.
Yeah, so I'm a child.
But the damage was done. And life at Neverland would never be the same again.
Were you surprised by the outcome?
No, I wasn't surprised because I think in today's world, a lot of jurors, they don't like to say that a celebrity is guilty.
Duh.
Because they think they're above everybody.
Well, there's
else.
Also the 19
they
lawyers
just,
they have.
To them.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt.
And they right away think everybody wants money. That's why
more,
you know
it's more about money than celebrity.
No,
well, that's, she's right
world.
In some respect.
Don't you think it's more about money than celebrity?
Yeah.
Explain what you mean.
Well, I think when you have the money, you can buy attorneys to raise enough questions.
But the celebrity helps too, because people, you have all these people who automatically support them. It's like, oh, they're just trying to bring Michael Jackson down. Like, yeah, we're just trying, like Jesse Smollett. Oh, yeah, we just really are dying to bring this guy we didn't even fucking know down because he's on Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
By the way, the neutral stance that Fox took about that whole thing for the longest period of time, they had to know.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just come out of nowhere that he's dissatisfied with his salary, correct? He was probably bitching up a storm constantly to everybody on the set and his bosses and all that.
You would think, you would hope.
Fox just acts like, oh, we don't know, you know? I mean, and they let it play out.
I have to say this. I think it's dumb for anybody to either say, oh, he's so guilty, or that they support him. It's first of all, you don't know. There's sure is a lot of evidence that he made it up. There's more to come.
He made it up.
But this idea that you support him, I'm tired of the word support. People should fucking earn your support, not just you support him just because I got your back. Well, I support you. I don't care how bad you fuck up. I got your back.
We have four people's backs, so.
That's true. But, you know, he made up a hate crime with these two dopes and, you know, had the entire world turned upside down supporting him and wanting anti-lynching laws. And this stupid letter to the Empire said, I mean, he's freaking out all these people.
There aren't anti-lynching laws.
I guess not.
I can knock me over with
a feather. What did Kamala Harris want? Didn't she want some kind of new lynching law?
What?
Kamala Harris and somebody else were demanding lynching laws. Yeah, they were.
They used the Jesse Smollett.
Yeah, when he first announced that this happened and the noose was around his neck and the, you know, MAGA country and all of you Trump people are complicit and all those crazy things people were saying, it's like... Why? I don't understand all this. All this other stuff comes out. I mean, do you really think the Chicago police are dying to find out it's a hoax? And wouldn't they rather solve it and be done with it than have to go through? I mean, they're going to get dragged through the.
What is a lynching law? How is that different from other? Yeah, right.
I didn't tweet it. Don't ask me.
It was to make lynching a federal crime instead of like a state crime or some shit like that. And they really used Smollett's case. It was Kamala Harris and Cory Booker and Tim Scott out of South Carolina. And they used Jussie Smollett's right when it happened. They used this to really push this bill through.
But that's dated June 29th of 2018.
Yeah, it precedes the incident.
Yeah.
Well, that's when they introduced it.
They tweeted
it,
when Jussie Smollett was... Yeah, when to he fit their own needs. They tweeted it, yeah.
Well, but it wasn't created because of that idiot.
No.
I mean, I have no idea. I didn't know anything about it. I honestly...
No, they used it to push forward their own agenda, which I think any politician, every politician does.
Wouldn't there have been an anti-lynching law after, you know, you a couple of those things happened back in the bad old days?
When they lynched people. R. Kelly paid his bond, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
To go out.
Supposed to be released now, celebrate with some
You go out and molest more kids.
Yeah. Do you know there's another sex tape?
There's two?
Yeah, Avenatti's got another one. He's slowly releasing them. He's got a 55-minute VHS tape.
Whoa. Going to be a lot of sex tapes to watch.
The same girl, the 14-year-old girl. This one was shot in 1999. Second video was shot around 2000. This one has multiple references to the girl being 14. R. Kelly repeatedly coaching the girl through various sexual situations.
It's so weird that he's banging her going, you're 14. You are 14 years old.
That's what he gets off on.
And videotaping it.
At one point, R. Kelly is seen choking the girl while having anal intercourse.
Great.
Wow.
I'm just so tired of these people. I'm not convinced he won't get off.
No.
That some juror will just say, oh, no, she did it for the money. They want money.
No way. No way.
They had a video last time.
Of his brother.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have to have some sort of DNA and other...
Well, they supposedly do have some DNA. I just don't believe any as far as any of these things, all it takes is one nutcase juror, one bit of reasonable doubt, one thing the police did wrong that has nothing to do with it. People go, I think the police did wrong. The police...
it's kind of sad, though. If he is convicted, then there's no more...
He had to turn his passport.
He does not have his passport.
Oh, that's right. He had to turn his passport.
Doesn't need his shots now either.
Nope. No shots. No,
do
nothing.
You have your passport? Did you get
But
your
they
shots?
Do have to go to America.
Girl, would you like to come back with Rob to America?
Are they going to use this song as evidence?
They should.
Yeah. Should be brought up in court. It's part of the opening statement.
You know what would be hilarious when he posts bail? Well, besides them just marching him back in for not paying child support. But what if he has the same bodyguard that Jussie Smollett did leading him out?
I don't understand. Why is he allowed to owe $169,000 in child support? Why do they throw him in jail for that?
Right.
Why is he
can, he'll buy his own freedom, but he doesn't pay his child support? Why is that okay?
Why is he able to pay
also
bond?
Also, the IRS money.
Why does he pay bond before the child support, too?
I don't know. I don't get it.
You would think the child support would be more important than...
It's going back to 2009. Why is that okay? I don't understand why anyone can get away with that. I don't know. It's just weird the way we let people just drop kids on the planet and go, hey, whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll pay it whenever you feel like it.
Well, there's so many people who actually get busted and they garnish their wages and, you know, like, not that I have sympathy, but they're men who are possibly trying to pay and couldn't. Yeah. And he goes,
I feel like a lot of
10 years.
I feel more often than not, it's just people just don't pay because they don't want to.
Yeah.
Oh, they just, or they just don't care. They never see the kids. They don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Do you like Pharrell's outfit? I hate to go back to the
shorts.
Oscars.
Oh, that looked pretty stupid, actually. I'm just reading a story, though.
Pretty
about,
comfortable.
Pictures. There's pictures accompanying the story. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper can't keep their hands off each other at Oscars after party following their steamy performance.
See more proof.
As his girlfriend watches from the shadows.
Shadows.
She's in the background, just sitting there in the shadows. They were hugging and leaning in into each other to talk. She hung out with Bradley for almost 2 hours. Their loved up display comes hours after they had tongues wagging during... If anybody's
wagging.
Tongue was wagging, they need help. During a sensual rendition. No, it was an awkward rendition. Nobody stares like that.
That was weird.
Despite Bradley's Russian model girlfriend, Shake, watching feet away, source said of the after party, Irina was there, but she sat on the couch in the shadows at the back of the room. She didn't look impressed.
She's hotter. Good job, Bradley.
What's this Terrence Howard story?
It's about a small dick.
He yelled at
Well, I saw something that he had a meltdown on set because he was very angry at Smollett, even though he did like send out a message of support on Instagram.
Why is he sending out a message of support if he's melting down on the set?
On the set, he locked himself in his trailer for the entire day because he was so pissed off at Jesse.
But then he wants to support him.
He's
everyone deserves support and for someone to have their back.
Isn't he a hothead, though? Traditionally, yeah. Terrence Howard is kind of, yeah. Was he Hustle or Flo? Which one was he?
I can't remember. Trudy, you didn't know his wiener was small either.
I did not know that.
Do you want to see it?
I can see it?
He never...
Yeah, it was in a movie.
He never believed Smollett's story. Then why is he supporting him? Why do people support? I support so-and-so. I support so-and-so. I don't know anything about him, but I support him.
The great thing is...
I don't know anything. I just automatically support them because I just give them support.
You don't have to be on a side. You don't.
No, you can just sit it out.
See, there it is.
And by the way, if they fucked up really bad like this... Oh, let me see.
It's a micro.
I love looking at small penises.
It's a micro.
You feel better about yourself.
Oh. Oh, that's unfortunate.
He do himself a favor. He's shaved.
He could give himself another inch.
Oh, it barely moves when he runs because there's nothing to it.
What is this movie? All these new dudes sliding around.
So Drew just says he loves looking at small penises. Mark says if he was a gay dude, he would prefer small penises.
Obviously.
Well, I mean,
sorry, you want a big hog.
You watch porn and you just see these giant dongs all over. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ, who can compete with that? But then you see Terrence Howard, and he's like, hey,
I could see why he's so mad all the time.
Okay, you guys, enough of the small penis talk, huh?
I mean, they should have porn that's made to make guys feel better where everybody has a small penis. I'm going to just hammer the shit out of this girl.
And really awkward sex, too. That should be another subset.
Hoo-wah. Mm-hmm. Wow, Sunday, Howard shared an Instagram video of Smollett playing with his toddler son on board a private jet. Oh, little homie's got you. We love the hell out of you. What about your meltdown?
It's day-to-day.
Calm down. Maybe it's very emotional.
I like that Jesse swore to God he didn't do this. That's really powerful.
Well, look, he couldn't have done it. He's so good with this baby.
How many teeth does he have?
You don't care.
He's doing these top ones, pushing through now.
This baby's got a lot of hair.
Oh my God. That baby is ugly.
Oh, this is so dumb. What does it have to do with him faking an attack?
nothing.
Oh, he hugged a child, so he couldn't have faked an attack. No, he's faking.
That's my dad.
He's faking with your kid. He does not give a fuck about your kid, Howard.
Child.
Howard.
It's fake.
Terrence Howard's both, he's both their dads, one in real life and one in fantasy land.
Is the baby hung?
No. Well, more than his dad.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
That's terrible.
Get away, there's a child!
All right, get us out of here.
Jesus!
I got
no.
It.
It's a child!
No, Carrie Fisher, I don't want that to be the last.
Carrie Fisher?
Carrie Fisher, always Carrie Fisher last. Nothing's more important than Carrie Fisher.
93% Carrie Fisher.
Oh, fuck.
Or
fuck
for,
all of you.
AD Mark Hollis, 3% for Talk Talk Mark Hollis.
I'm surprised anyone knows Mark Hollis is in Talk Talk. I never knew the band members' names in Talk Talk.
Me either. I had no idea.
I know. I learned a lot today. I mean, there's nothing more appropriate than ending the Oscars with a shout-out to someone who died 3 years ago, who was the third-ranked person in Star Wars. And did so many other movies I didn't know about. I didn't realize she was the star of Jay and Silent Bob. I thought Kevin Smith was the star. And she starred in The Blues Brothers.
The Burbs.
The Burbs? I don't even know what The Burbs is.
What?
Was she the star of that?
Corey Feldman, Tom Hanks.
Was Tom Hanks rated behind Carrie Fisher?
I love that you said Corey Feldman before
first.
Tom Hanks.
Hey, Corey and the Angels are a hot band.
Yeah, he's got his big premiere coming up, too, for Game of Thrones.
Go for it!
Sounds like a great one.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tomorrow is Maz Day, which means prep is easy. No work to do. Just come down and
never tell us
the time
about.
Vampire away. So everybody have a great Tuesday. And we'll see you tomorrow. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on Facebook.
Call the phone number.
Rate us on iTunes. Yeah, call 209-66-BONER.
Why don't you kids come out of the cold? I'll order some pizzas.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Come on in. I'll tell you everything that's going to happen in Game of Thrones. King Joffrey is still at King's Landing, but there's a young blacksmith who wakes up one morning with a plan, and his wiener gently hangs down between his legs. Soft and flaccid, his wiener glistens in the golden sunlight.
No, can we skip the wiener stuff and just get to the dragons?
So, then Samwell Tarly sees the army approaching, and his wiener is about this big. He knows that Stannis Baratheon's wiener is probably shriveled from the cold. Samwell has to rally his men. So what does he do? He takes out his wiener. And he dangles it around for all his men to see.
Sure, you said peaches were coming.
Yeah, they're on their way. They're still coming. So Samwell's wiener goes...
But you said they were on their way like 3 hours ago. If I don't get pizza soon, I'm going to pass out.
Don't worry, they're coming. Pizzas are on their way. They're going to be amazing. Now, Jon Snow finally faces Jaime Lannister. And this guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right? So it's not going to be easy. But this is the best part. Right before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face.
Yeah! Listen, buddy. You promised that peaches were on the way. If they don't show up right now, you're going to have a dead kid on your hands. Do you hear me?
Okay, fine. What kind of peaches do you want?
What kind do we want? He hasn't even ordered the pizzas yet.
Don't worry, they're coming. Not just two pizzas. There's going to be five. And they're going to be huge. You won't believe it.
Come on, Scott. We're leaving.
Wait, I haven't told you what happens yet.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Trudy Maz, and Brandon, Joey, Zoof.
Hey, guys.
How many times are you guys going to complain about the Wi-Fi?
Lady Gaga does not inflate my penis at all.
I like turtles.
Busting Maz's balls and start rocking now.
That's just another challenge for
the chair.
Love you guys. Love the show.
Thanks so much for all you do every day.
Thank you.
You're welcome for listening to the podcast.
Thank you.
Fire Mark!
Fire!
This message is for Mark. Sorry you lost.
So, Mark, are you telling us that you like small penises?
I just read Bohemian Rhapsody on demand. It's a piece of shit movie.
Damn it.
Eli, what's up, buddy? Thought Michigan was going to win by double digits. Sorry.
Thank you. I just finished the podcast, and hearing the old thank you sign-off from Riff Days is awesome. I know it's not all about me, but I loved it.
Go to therapy and figure it out. Fucking Maz and shit.
Anyway, see ya.
Keep it moist.